You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones. Motor City Madman, Nugent bringing us in. Well, the mainstream media, who's been caught lying on every front, is trying to change the subject with Brzezinski and Scarborough with their failed low-rating show, spewing out more lies about President Trump and talking about how it's scary and how they're frightened that he talked about how he wouldn't meet with them at Mar-a-Lago. And reportedly the Secret Service said that she had bandages under her ears with blood coming out. I mean, big deal. They've been calling him a dictator, a menace, mentally ill, saying remove him from office, telling incredible lies about him. I just want to know, why is he even responding to them or giving them attention? I guess to pick them out as an example of fake media and to expose them. But CNN's even better because we have new Veritas videos coming out every day. We've got Project Veritas coming on today during the third hour, one of their crew. At O'Keefe next week. And we've got Zucker running into his car being confronted. We've got more producers out. Jimmy Carr of New Day saying voters are stupid as SH you know what T. And all these new videos coming out where they're like, yes, we've been told to run the hoax of Russia. It's amazing. It's amazing. And now new video of CNN caught lying to the public again by telling people in focus groups what to say. It's incredible. And you know the globalists are upset. You know Trump's for real by how much these scumbags are freaking out. All right, let's go ahead and go to the clip of Jeff Zucker being chased by Project Veritas.
This is Mr. Zucker's residence on 3264th Street in New York City.
This is James O'Keefe. How are you? Give a comment, sir, about the Russia story.
Okay. That was pretty cowardly there, wasn't it? That was pretty cowardly. Take a look at that.
The head of CNN fled the scene.
This guy usually comes out at 7 a.m., right? Today? Came out at 8 a.m. He's tried to split us out for an hour. Tried to split us out. And they got in the way. You just saw what happened. Cowardly. Completely cowardly. Hi, who are you? Let's go talk. Who are you? You work with him?
Huh? You work with Mr. Trump?
Comments are about the Russia story. Okay.
What was that about?
That's correct.
What was that that I was watching you guys trying to interview him?
Okay, you weren't part of
this. No, I was not part, no.
Have you heard about the CNN tapes?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I think at this point here, I should have no comment.
You get here at 7 a.m. Every day, he leaves the building 7 a.m., 7:05, he has a routine. We stand outside the building. And then the guy comes over right before I walk up. He comes right over and he says, who are you? What are you doing here? I said, I have a right to stand here. It's a public sidewalk. And as soon as he comes over, Zucker comes out. So they had planned this method of avoiding our questioning. Honestly, it's pretty cowardly. It really is. But Veritas does not give up so easily. Stay tuned. We've got another video coming out as soon as we can finish producing it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go ahead and go to that clip as we got to break. Here's the latest video, a snippet of it, more coming up. Jimmy Carr saying voters are stupid as bleep, just like Gruber said. Thank God you're so dumb. Let's go ahead and roll.
I have a very high opinion of CNN's audience either. Yeah. Would it be fair to question the, I don't want to be rude here, be careful how I put it, you're at least some percentage Irish Scottish, would it be fair to question the intellect of the American voter?
They all have disdain for us.
The tide is turning in the witch hunt aimed at President Donald Trump. After being right about rigged elections, fake news, and the travel ban, the unrelenting persecution of our president is actually starting to yield some fruit for the Drain the Swamp movement. After Trump trolled James Comey into admitting he leaked and Loretta Lynch intervened in the Clinton email probe, the investigations are now aimed at the Democrats. John Podesta had a secret hearing on Tuesday. Loretta Lynch will soon be called to a hearing. Susan Rice will have to answer for unmasking. And Bernie Sanders and his wife are being investigated by the FBI for bank fraud. And now Republican senators want answers on the FBI Russia probe in regards to surveillance. Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham are leading the way in searching for answers on the procedures taken and by whom to issue surveillance requests because of the Russian probe. What could this possibly turn up as the world awaits answers from Barack Obama as to why it was he that interfered with the Russian investigation, not President Trump? Stay tuned for more of the implosion of the left at InfoWars.com. This is Owen Schroyer.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We have a very, very full plate today. A lot of guests, a lot of news to obviously cover. We've got this contrived controversy by the Morning Joe where they call the president a dictator, a criminal, a liar, and then he just says, oh, you begged to meet with me and reportedly we're bleeding from your facelift. And they're like, oh, we're scared, you're so mean. It's like Kathy Griffin simulating murdering Trump. And then Trump says, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And she's like, how dare you? You broke me. You talked at me. I'm a victim. And the left's running around fomenting war, fomenting violence, fomenting death out of all their meth mouth reporters. Looks like the Day of the Dead on CNN. Just like Kathy Griffin. I guess that's the look that Zucker's looking for. And then they freak out and go, you called me irresponsible. You said that I was a bad person. I've been crushed by you. You're a bully. It's a bunch of corporate special interests that had their foot or their knee on our neck, and now they don't 100% got us on the ground, and they're just flipping out like a bunch of toddlers throwing a fit. If you watch the talking point from MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, and all the other usual suspects, they are hammering that Trump's going to cause physical attacks on the press. A, we've got to decry violence. B, we've got to point out they're the ones pushing revolution, and July is about to start when all this big foundation funding and Soros funding is greasing the skids for violence and cop killing and insurrection. And so clearly, they are the authors of it. They are the ones winding it up. They are the ones priming it, lighting the fuse, and then stepping back and saying, oh my gosh, Trump's about to cause violence. It's like the New York Times and MSNBC and others have said, Trump is to blame for the Scalise shooting. And then they said, no, former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, she's to blame. So she's suing the New York Times. And now Matthews is suggesting that Trump is going to kill Jared Kushner. Just why not? Once they start lying at this level, why not just say Trump killed the dinosaurs? Trump crucified Christ. Trump is the person that steered the Titanic into the iceberg. This is the type of craziness going on. And the media misrepresents what Trump says. They misrepresent what I say. It's incredible. It's amazing. One of the biggest news stories out today is that Alex Jones says slave children were sent to Mars in a slave colony. Didn't say that. Didn't say that. It was brought up, and I said, I know nothing about that. But I know there's a secret space program with a lot of weaponized stuff. And I went on to say, I know they've created thousands of aliens on this planet by splicing humans and animals and insects and plants together. And alien simply means not of this earth, not natural, artificial. There's the headline. Alex Jones is a perfectly normal chat about all the slave children who are sent to Mars. You know, Robert David Steele was a case officer in the CIA that did run operations in the Middle East and has done a lot of stuff in a Marine before that. And I know why he brings that up. He said, you know, there's such slavery of children. There's such rendering of their blood and their bone marrow for the elites. That's been in the news. They've been caught. There's so much sex trafficking with the, you know, new scandal with the deputy pope indicted for running giant child rape operations that he went on to talk about what I've talked about with NASA engineers. And this was even in Time Life and other publications in the 60s, it was discussed morally from the view they had of trying to raise children basically subterraneanly to where they normally think it would be normal to live in space, to send them on a Mars mission so that environmentally they never knew anything any different, so that it wouldn't be cruel and unusual to send them. And that has been postulated. In fact, I even have the Time Life magazine somewhere around the office. We've shown it on air before, where they talk about different scenarios. So that's where those rumors began. He was making the point that we already have a breakaway civilization technologically. And there's already so much secret stuff going on. Vaccinating black people from the late 40s until the 70s with syphilis and telling them it was a vaccine. I mean, you can't trust anything that goes on. And then they make all these jokes in the news saying Jones makes it up and says there's human-animal chimeras. Will you guys bring me the file? I forgot to tell you before the broadcast started. I have a big file, but it's only a small sampling of National Geographic, Smithsonian, Nature, MIT, saying thousands of human-animal chimeras are now gestating and being born on U.S. research farms. That's an MIT headline. And I've talked to the people at the bases, and they say it's more horrific than you can imagine. It's classified. We can't tell you. But stay on target, Alex. It's horrific. And then they just admit it. Part human, part ape, part human, part monkey, part human, part dog, part human, part insect, part jellyfish, part, I mean, and, you know, I talked to family that was told about some of this in the 80s, the experiments that were going on. And they wouldn't get into details. They just said it is unbelievable. Okay? But notice the media just says, oh, Jones, you're crazy. It's not going on. Next time Robert David Steele's on next Wednesday, I'm going to ask him, though, why he just threw that Mars comment in the middle of discussions about the Pope's deputy caught red-handed running a 20-plus year program of child rape. I mean, it's organized. And why he threw it in? Because I make the point, why did Buzz Aldrin come on the show about the moon mission to just say it happened, second guy to walk on the moon? I believe it happened. I've got friends that were engineers. Raymond Teague died a few years ago. You can see him in Mission Control, Mission One, in control of the cameras, everything. I mean, on the spacecraft, everything. It was real. But they had backup stuff there they didn't want people to see. That was the whole point. And the film rolls couldn't come to the Van Allen radiation belt. They had to broadcast back a TV signal. So they did doctor up photos and stuff for the public. And they did use some of the Hollywood people that had been used for 2001 Space Odyssey. But it wasn't Kubrick himself faking the whole deal. They used some of the people that had been on 2001. By the way, I have that from Stanley. I have that from all the sources. NASA, Kubrick, family, all of it. I mean, we've got the contacts. It's all well known. I talked to the president. I don't need to go any further. You're getting what's really going on here. And so they want to take all this and distort it out and all the rest of it. That's not what's going on. There's a lot of stuff secret. The president hasn't even figured out all the stuff that's going on. But you don't think we're really spending $2 billion on this new fighter, do you? I mean, you don't really think that the SR-71 Blackbird in service in 1955 is still the fastest airplane in the world going Mach 4? I mean, do you still believe the SR-71 Blackbird developed in 1952 in service in 1955, taken out of service in the 1980s? Do you think the SR-71 Blackbird is the fastest aircraft in the world? Let's put the SR-71 Blackbird up behind me if we can. Do you really believe that? The elites have always been about informational control. And when they set up the National Security Agency in 1947 and the CIA of the National Security Act, that was the end of it because it's a total breakaway situation. Now, that's 1952 technology on screen. Looks like something out of a science fiction movie, doesn't it? We're not in Kansas anymore. So coming up, I'm going to get into false flag. Is CNN or their controllers who stage wars, stage babies in incubators, their lies responsible for millions of dead, promoting open borders, promoting globalism. They're losing control. They're making themselves the victim. How do they pull themselves out of the bacon when they're pushing violence against Congress, pushing violence against Trump, pushing violence against his supporters, pushing all this garbage? What are they going to do? Well, themselves or some of their associates, I would say in the prime computation, would stage a false flag event, either completely manufactured or partially real. CNN is famous for faking explosions behind Anderson Cooper, who really wasn't in the Middle East at the time, famous with blue screens. I mean, they're well known for this. The video's up on Infowars.com, needs to go viral. Is CNN planning false flag? I would say is CNN planning a false flag or false flags to blame Trump? The desperate MSM might go to extreme lengths to gain public sympathy because they've done some of this stuff before. I should probably add on, you know, some information to that just to point out that they have a history of staging false events that then kill millions and millions of people. But when we return, Mika, daughter of one of the main architects of the last 50 years of evil, and Psycho Joe, as Trump properly calls him, old Psycho Joe Scarborough, these out-of-touch, old, wannabe trendies, and by old, I mean old guard, doing music videos, rock videos about themselves, doing photo shoots where she's sticking her leg up in the air, and he's acting all powerful and alpha male. I mean, this is a joke. These people are literally a giant joke with all these old stuffed suits and dying media, all having consensus journalism where they all vomit in each other's mouths and pass it around. they're saying they're so scared and everything's so bad and Trump's a big old meanie and he dared speak back against them. But, you know, I know why Trump's mad at them. They've been in his business. They've been talking to his crew. They have been stabbing him in the back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer. And because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun.
So what's happened is the desperate establishment corporate media that'll tell you the truth about the weather report, they'll tell you what the temperature is or, you know, whether there's wrecks on the highway. They have their use. But when you're talking about national media with these known pundits, they are there to spin, obfuscate, and lie. And we have every major news agency caught in conscious lies. Imagine if you had a behind-the-scenes video of me saying, I consciously lie. My viewers are idiots. They trust me, dumb effers. The media is so deceptive, they might take that clip and say I said it. But see, I don't care. I'm not going to let them govern how I live. I tell the truth. I let the chips fall where they may. And they constantly do it. They edit together what I say. That's their problem. But they get caught over and over again like politicians, and we're just supposed to accept it. But all over the world, people aren't accepting it anymore. And again, it doesn't mean we're going towards some utopia. We're going away from tyranny. We've decided we want more. And Trump is delivering, except on taxes and Obamacare. And that's because the Republican establishment, who's the real threat, the Democratic Party's destroying itself. But the Republican establishment needs to be in the political, peaceful crosshairs of change. Americana, the American system is back. Not the modern global system they say that is America, and that they scapegoat America's name, but the real American system. Now, this is a short segment. Next segment, I'm going to get into Brzezinski and Psycho Joe. Not because they're important, but because analyzing how they baited the president is. They are thanking their lucky stars that Trump started tweeting back at them. They baited the president. Now, I'm sure he knows what he's doing, but they don't have any viewers. And so I would think the president's doing that just to show what pathetic scum they are and to have the public further realize he's fighting the enemy media that is a foreign multinational propaganda corps that is literally out to get us. We've got Gruber. We've got all these other producers. We've got all these other government hacks saying, thank God you're so stupid, and that they're ripping you off. And yes, their constituents are losers, are arrested development fools. But we need to reach out to them. I know they're calling for our death and simultaneously whining and saying we're violent. I understand that they don't have logic, but it's up to us to reach out to them as much as we can and say, listen, it's not about Donald Trump. It's about the reawakening and nationalism. And don't you see all the powerful corporations and all the big establishment media and foreign governments unified against Trump? Do you really want to be on that globalist bandwagon where they all point at each other as a consensus? Here's an example. The OECD set up the European Union. It's the corporate banking system that used U.S. taxpayer money in the Marshall Plan in 1946 to reestablish Europe. And it came out and said, we have 10 million migrants that have come in the last 5 years. It's accelerated in just the last year. It's 5 million. So 10 million in the last 5 years, but half of that in the last year alone. It's an accelerated collapse. They brought in the first group to get you ready, to condition you. Now they're accelerating towards total collapse. And then the EU points at them and says, oh, look, the OECD, it agrees with us, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. As I've always told you, that's the world government. That's the original breakaway group that then set up the CIA and everything else. And I'm going to explain that when we come back as well. They took the equivalent of hundreds of trillions of dollars today. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, put it into private corporations to set up the takeover and reorganization of Europe. They then set up systems and got laws passed to let secret government be established and let secret investment be brought back in. So they used the beachhead of Europe and our intelligence and military force that had been established there to then come back in through the National Security Act the next year and take over the United States. Amazing. I'm going to get more into that coming up. And how Trump's travel ban and so much more is just a limited attempt to stop that full dam break and full collapse. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget the transmission is listener supported. And that means by you spreading the word about the local affiliates you're listening to on AM and FM, spreading the live feed links at Infowars.com/show, the Facebook, the Periscope, the YouTube videos, the PrisonPlanet.tv membership you can share with 20 people. All of it is about spreading the word, so keep spreading the word. Free shipping through the month of July. I've extended it, and a lot of huge specials. Myco ZX is back in stock.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Russian Senator Alexei Pushkov warns that the U.S. is preparing a false flag provocation as a pretext to launch a military assault on Syria. Responding to a CNN report that the U.S. has ships and aircraft in place to strike Syria, Pushkov cautioned that this could be the precursor to a staged incident. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, posted on Twitter the other day, "Any further attacks done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad." The ambassador right there referring to the mass murder of civilians, including children, during the April 2017 chemical weapons attack. An incident that most experts and investigators outside the mainstream believe was a false flag terror attack carried out by Western powers. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
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 Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Then Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that
just
man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
The InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I know we have a lot of new listeners joining us across the country and around the world, listening on the internet, watching on the internet, listening on AM and FM stations across the country and some cable and TV stations as well. Thank you all for joining us. You're going to hear what I actually say on this broadcast and what my guests have to say and what we cover and the documents and articles and videos we show you. And then you're welcome to go double check what we've said. In fact, we hope you will. I probably cover 15% of the news that's on Infowars.com every day. I mean, I hardly even get over all the news that's on Drudge. It's just all crazy. But in the next little short segment, I'm going to have my message to the media dealing with human-animal chimeras, because they've really jumped the shark on this. This has been going on for at least 30 years. It's in mainline literature. And they're now beginning to condition the public for the rollout of it. But they don't want me to give it bad PR ahead of time. So they just say it doesn't exist. It's not happening. Alex Jones is a liar. He says Hillary rapes kids in the bottom of a pizza place. Never said that. He says he hates black people. Never said that. He says he loves, you know, David Duke. Never said that. I mean, they just literally lie, as you know. Because they don't want to have a discussion about animal-human hybrids and the different ramifications of it, and how it's this no man's land, literally and figuratively, where they don't have rights because they're not humans, and they don't have animal rights because they say they're not animals. They're alien. They're new. They're original. That's the definition. Whenever the last secret probe landed back on Earth a few months ago, just type in X, whatever mission it was, you know, secret NASA probe lands, and it's got the guys in the spacesuits. They're doing that because whatever that probe did, they're worried it had space microbes on it. They don't normally do that with the other missions. Now, let me ask you a question. You think they're wearing spacesuits down here on Earth at these facilities where they're doing the human-animal chimera testing? No, they're not. It's wild. It's dangerous because it's creating new mutagens, crossing different genetic lines of animals and humans together is very, very dangerous. There's the BBC, the uneasy truth about human-animal hybrids. That's from February of this year. And the reason I've really been hammering this is I've been talking about this for 20 plus years. And now they're trying the rollout of it. So they're really upset that I'm pointing out the issues ethically, culturally, biologically, so that we actually have a real debate about it and force it out. So they're simultaneously rolling it out, admitting it's going on, but then saying I'm insane and I'm a liar. I mean, there are hundreds of articles out today just saying I'm completely insane. There's no such thing as human-animal hybrids. There's CBS News. Air Force space plane lands after secret mission. Yeah. And they're wearing decontamination suits while they're messing with it. Probably because it's got special weapons payloads and they want to make sure that none of it leaked when they was transferring its weapons payload to the platform. Yeah, it's a little mini space shuttle. You see that cargo hold? That cargo hold carries special little packages. By the way, that is a very old design. They are showing you a 1960s design. I mean, you can watch Buck Rogers 21st Century that came out in 1979, and that's the plane Buck Rogers is in. Can you guys pull up the cheesy, see if my memory serves, Buck Rogers 21st Century intro trailer? Intro to the TV show? We'll see how good my memory is. I haven't watched that show in over 30 years. But that's Buck Rogers' ship right there. I mean, they're even throwing it in your face, folks, that they're showing you stuff that Buck Rogers was flying around in a made-up Hollywood TV show in 1979, and then that's what they're showing you landing. That's been landing in Area 51 since the 60s. That is an old design right there, ladies and gentlemen. So much so that consultants in Hollywood for Buck Rogers in 1979 had Buck Rogers flying that with some added boosters on the top. All I'm saying is the SR-71 Blackbird 1979, you know, retired or whatever, 1981 retired. Now that's what he flies once he gets there. It's the intro to Buck Rogers, 21st century. Because I can see the media now. You go to YouTube, you type in Buck Rogers TV intro, and that's where you'll see the little space shuttle he's flying around in. The media will probably pick up on that. Jones says Buck Rogers TV show's real. That'll probably be the headlines tonight. The good news is, though, it just sends more people here to the show to say, we've got to hear what this maniac's putting out. Now, that's the Air Force X-37B. And as soon as we can find the old Buck Rogers deal, you know, I said I'd cover this next segment, but I always kind of get into it right now. Maybe I should just get into chimeras right now, because I've got a whole stack of scientific papers, mainstream news, National Geographic, all of it, admitting everything I've said for 22 years. And instead of people saying, Alex, you were right about this, they say, oh, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. I know you're probably sick of hearing about it. Let me just briefly here spend a minute or so. Oh, they found it here. So let's get some audio and back it up, and I'm going to play this. There it is. See? There's Buck Rogers' little spaceship. And it's the little X-ship. We'll play that later in the broadcast for you. All right. Let me just briefly remind everybody that the globalists are trying to shut down this broadcast. They're demonizing us on every single front, every single day, and kicked us off our Google advertising that was pretty much our extra budget for 2017 to expand. But thanks to all your support in the last 6 months, we've made that money back. But now we need to obviously continue to expand the funding, not just hold it where we were last year. We are where we were last year. And compared to most media, that's great. But we need to get an extra surplus here because I need to hire a lot of people. We are hiring more editors, researchers, fact checkers, directors, people that can run the live transmission, switchers, board ops. And so, no, you're getting great products at InfoWarsLive.com while you support an organization dedicated to taking on the globalists and defending Western civilization and basic freedoms. So I want to thank you all. We've got the big July 4th special. I've decided to expand throughout the month of July. But a lot of these items are going to sell out. And so everything will be 30 to 20% off until it's about to sell out. And I don't want to just sell out of stuff now and be out for months and months. So I'm going to, once we get down to low supplies of it, go back to full price on Super Male Vitality, on Brain Force, plus now a 20% more of the great nootropic for your brain. The Survival Shield X2, amazing, cleanest, purest iodine that we could find out there. We believe it's the purest and best out there. Your reviews certainly agree with that. Thousands of reviews on the X2, 4,000 plus. 4.8 stars, unprecedented. And now the Myco ZX, unbelievable, folks. You think probiotics have helped you? They've certainly helped me and countless others because of all the bioaccumulation of pesticides in food. It kills the good gut bacteria. So you go in with a biome defense, super high quality probiotic we've got, and it, again, lets the good bacteria grow, help process the nutrients in your gut. That's how we symbiotically operate and push out the bad bacteria. But into those spaces also is an epidemic of yeast and mold and fungus. And just read the mainline literature on this for yourself. I mean, it's an epidemic. People are growing fungus in their brain and getting record-level brain tumors. The massive bat populations are dying. People are dying, mainstream news all over the country, in unknown fungus-related illnesses that never existed before. I talked to two cops in Cleveland. One of them was our bodyguard. He'd been on medical retirement but come back to do security. And the point is that he went into a crack house and got some type of fungus in his brain, almost killed him, and his partner's retired from it. And it's no joke. Anyways, I'm not saying Myco ZX is going to handle that. All I know is in the gut, that's where it's really out of control. And this is known concentrated herbs and compounds that knock it out and eat through the slime wall that funguses and yeast create to dominate and control your gut to make sure the nutrients don't get through the intestinal wall into your bloodstream, but that they gobble it all up for their own little greedinesses. And Candida and all this is totally well known. A lot of the media says, oh, I'm a total kook. There is no fungus epidemic. Yeah, sure. There's no mold epidemic either, jerks. Point is, this is blowing people away. Read the reviews for yourself. 4.9 stars. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I am going to offer that at 30% off because I want you to try it. When you get it with Biome Defense, the probiotic, they go together. One deals with bacteria, one deals with fungus, yeast, and other garbage like that. It's amazing. It's a new product. It sold out in 2 weeks when we got it in. Took us almost 6 months to get it back. It has 140 plus reviews, 4.9 on Power Reviews. No one has that. No one. No one. There was even an SEC complaint on Power Reviews that they did. And they said, here's all our documents. We have to take out the super positive reviews. These, of course, are all real. They had to back off. I mean, that's the type of warfare we're under. They don't believe that on one of the major respected sites out there that we have 4,000 plus five-star reviews on X2, and it's that good. They say I'm a con man, that I sell knockout. You got trouble sleeping? Take some and see what it does. I know rocket scientists, but I know if a regular bottle of melatonin is $19.95, and I can put the same dose in my bottle, it only cost me a dollar for that dose in that bottle. Why don't I add 8 other things? Then the bottle cost me $6-7, but I still make $12-13 and fund the operation. And then it's got chamomile, L-tryptophan, valerian root, a bunch of other stuff known to help you sleep. And it's changing people's lives. And these dirtbags say I'm a swindler. I'm a con man. It's a known fact. Valerian root triggers chemical behavior in the brain to help you sleep. It's a fact. Melatonin is key. But they won't tell you that a lot of people are depressed because they don't have enough melatonin or serotonin. They won't tell you St. John's wort in hundreds and hundreds of major studies is way better than, you know, things like Prozac. And I don't even sell St. John's wort. We should be. Like, oh, Jones is a con man, St. John's wort. What do you think's in the plants God gave us? I love it. You know all these articles they've written saying I'm a con man selling supplements? You know what our sales have done? I said we're at the same level we were last year. That's on average. But since the hit pieces ran, it's brought in a new revenue the last 2 weeks. So I want to thank, I want to thank the enemy media at The Nation, the enemy media, all those other publications. You're such scum. You're so hated by the American people that they thought, oh, the lying scum says this is a con game. I better go get some. Oh, I love it. Your attack on us is an endorsement to the American people. And our affiliates, too. They're out there, and they say all the time, every day, money just arrives. $100 bills, $200, sponsors coming in. People saying, we want to thank you carrying the broadcast. Whether it's $10 or $100, just send the radio stations money. Pray for those stations. Become a sponsor. Let the local sponsors know you're using them because they're sponsoring our broadcast locally. The left wants to bully everybody. The left wants to kill free market. The left wants to tell everybody we can't be on air. The left wants to try to go after everybody's sponsors. But if everybody just supports patriots, it's over. Because there's more of us than there are of them. And we work. And we, whether we're middle class or blue collar, are committed to this country. So it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a practiced swindler because I sell the very best supplements I can find. Because I want you to get great results and come back and buy them again. Talk about self-serving. You win, I win, we all win. That's I don't get why people aren't symbiotic. But is there going to be an article out of The Nation calling Bezos a swindler? Because I guarantee you, Whole Foods is pretty good. But but they've got a lot of supplements in there that I know aren't that good. I know a lot of stuff, supplements we sell is private labeled, same stuff that's in Whole Foods. But the point is, how do they all sell supplements and they're normal and they're good? And then we sell supplements and we're bad. We make less claims than the big mainline companies just to be safe. It's amazing. But I'll say it. I don't care what the FDA says. You need oxygen to live. Without it, you die. You need water. And you need fat and you need protein and you need vitamin C and you need all these things and they know it. And they're reducing the level of vitamin C you supposedly need and of all these different compounds. Selenium down and down and down and down. Find out what selenium deficiency does. Just search engine selenium deficiency cancer and all the mainline studies, they don't want you to know what selenium does electrochemically in the body. They don't want you to know what true iodine does in the body. They don't want you to know. They want you drinking fluoride, which is the bad halogen, and the bromine and the bromide, that whole family of stuff that destroys you, that makes you bloated and unhealthy and in a fog and fat and stupid. They want to make jokes and say, yeah, the kook even sells fluoride-free toothpaste. We're not joking. Can you believe it? Like, the fool, when he dives 100 feet under the water, wears an oxygen tank and a respirator and sits there and breathes oxygen. Yeah. Yeah, Jones also doesn't play in traffic. Like, I-35 is going about 80 miles an hour. I don't run around in traffic either. I'm a kook. I'm a nut. I'm a loon ball. Oh, Robert David Steele, they were attacking? He said a month before Trump announced to run for president that Trump would announce and that Trump would win and that Trump would save the country. And they even quote him in the paper saying, look how kooky he is. He predicted Trump would run, would win, and would save the country. See, they take whatever our strongest info is, and they put it out and then pretend like it's discrediting when it's the opposite. They play a Svengali mind trick, but it doesn't work when you're conscious and aware that they're a pack of liars. When you hate CNN, when you hate Joe Psycho Scarborough, when you hate the globalists. And by hate, when you reject them, when you resent them, when you know they're scum, when your brain automatically labels them the enemy, you can then move on and have your own life and then track and discern trusted sources.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back live. We have Larry Klayman, expert, founder of Judicial Watch, joining us to give us the inside intel on Comey and where all these obstruction probes are going, Loretta Lynch, and more. So with the inside baseball, that's coming up the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the latest Project Veritas video and audio that's up on Infowars.com, where there's CNN reporters talking about how dumb the American people are, how dumb voters are, how much they hate you, how they lie, how they're told to lie. Just more and more of this coming out. These are monstrous people because they need to hire scum. They need to hire folks that have that twisted mind. And you wonder why they get so sickening, so arrogant, so out of their minds. It's because it's a collection of trash all one-upping each other, all giving each other confidence. Now, remember, they told you Obamacare was free. Then you could keep your doctor. They told you the Federal Reserve wasn't private. They told you Iraq had WMDs, that they were stomping babies' brains out inside incubators. All lies. Think about all the other lies they've told you and they've been caught telling you. Now, when I first learned about this 22 years ago, it was only in medical and scientific journals and literature. So I would make a big deal about it. And for a long time, they would then attack me and say I'm totally insane. But now it's in mainstream news. But there's a paradox. The media is saying, I'm a liar, I'm insane, there are no human animal cross species, island of Dr. Maru. While they come out in headlines and admit it's happening, but say it's no big deal, go along with it, but they never show you these. They've been bringing these to term. When I first read about this back in the mid-90s, it was in medical literature and things, how they were creating human-animal chimeras, embryos, so they could be implanted in cows, so they could grow up larger, so they could have more to harvest, more blood, more marrow, more organs. But now they've been growing these creatures, part human, part pig, you name it, up to a larger size. I mean, China, for at least 15 years, you can buy human milk that's produced in cow's udders for your baby. If you can't produce milk. I mean, that's on Chinese TV. I played that more than 10 years ago. That's on state-run TV. You tell the average yuppie that, they just laugh at you. They go, oh, you know, that's Spider-Man movies. But there's the BBC, the uneasy truth about human-animal hybrids. And all these new articles kind of whitewash it, but admit it's going on. Merging animal and human forms brought terror to our ancestors. And this fear persists right the way into our modern age. They go on to admit, oh, it's going on, but you have a fear. So they think you're so stupid that they're allowed to look at WikiLeaks. You aren't. Chris Cuomo, remember? I'm not allowed to tell you about chimeras. You're not allowed to look it up. You've got to hear it from them. Human-pig hybrids for organ transplant could develop into monsters with our brains. The Express. But they're mainstream, so they're allowed to say that. Just I'm not. Because I said it 20 years before, so see, I'm not credible. The more right you are, like saying Trump would win, the polls were fake, they were giving Hillary the questions, the more right you are, the more bad, see, the more wrong, the better. NPR, in search for cures, scientists create embryos that are both animal and human. Well, they don't just create any embryos, they bring them to term. That's MIT reporting that 20 plus years ago. Scientists to open mass cloning factory this year to clone cows, pets, and humans. MIT review, human-animal chimeras are gestating, that means they're in uterus, in utero. They'll say that's a conspiracy, that's a big word. When they don't know big words in the media, they just say it doesn't exist. In utero means the uterus of a mammal, where the egg and the sperm, you know, grow as the zygote into the embryo. That's not a conspiracy. I'm not trying to show off to CNN that I know how to talk. I can also tie my shoelaces. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on research farms, a radical new approach, not new. The Nazis were doing it. To generating human organs is to grow them inside pigs or sheep. New prospects for growing human replacement organs in animals. New York Times. Washington Post. Scientists create part human, part pig. I mean, I'll give you a few more. But it doesn't exist. Because I've got the news right here saying I'm a liar in Gizmodo. And it says right here at the end that I'm insane and that there's no proof that they're merging humans and animals. I'm a liar. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, vitamin infusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the vitamin mineral fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
So, why does MSM, for 20 plus years, say I'm insane and there's no human-animal chimeras? I've had people try to physically start fistfights with me repeatedly on the street. One time at a pizza place when I was covering spider goats 20 plus years ago. It was in medical scientific literature. I called the head of the Army base in upstate New York where they had a private contractor creating part human, part animal goats so they could create body armor, a spider web in the milk of the goats. So we broke that in the news. And so then they finally, a few years later, had articles about spider goats. And that's really what's important is we're forcing years later, the media to finally cover real things. But see, that's why they want to keep saying it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, so that you'd never worry about breakaway civilization. You never worry about these advanced technologies. I mean, they think a car that has a 200 mile per gallon carburetor is disruptive technology. The Japanese have had it for decades, so you can't have it. No, that's empowering humanity, cutting waste, helping folks have better lives. But something like human-animal chimeras that give rise to zoological viruses, bacteria, allow diseases to jump cross species, all of this is going on like a giant subterranean Manhattan Project, and they're only showing us the tip of the iceberg, and I'm begging people to have a debate about this, to be adults about this, about breakaway civilization, space programs, medical advances, fission fusion, cyclotrons, fission fusion, heavy super colliders, superconducting super colliders, all these thousands of things. And they just go, that doesn't exist, like it's Santa Claus. That doesn't exist, kids. Don't look at it, because they don't want to have a debate about it. The real investigative journalism isn't like the Animal Liberation Front breaking in and burning down some research facility, but it's whistleblowers from inside these facilities. And it's information coming out. Imagine the Pulitzer Prize. You'd probably actually get killed for going in and showing film footage of these creatures, because they're only showing you the cows and the pigs that are 5-10% human. I have talked to people that are scared over the years. I'm going to leave it at that. And they just said, Alex, it's unbelievable. It was unbelievable in the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they were growing human ears on mice in the 1980s. They were telling us about it then. They had roaches with a tiny microchips that were remote control in the 80s as well. But now, you see, now we can be told about all this by the Young Turks and the Enlightened Ones and MSNBC. When I've been telling you from the beginning, not because I'm some hero, but I want animal rights. I want human rights. But notice you don't hear from the animal rights people anything about this, because let me tell you why. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, was the head of the World Eugenics Society. And at the end of World War II, they openly said, we've got to change the name of our journals from the Eugenics Journal, from the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and others, the Cold Springs Harbor, to these other names because, you know, they're connected to Nazism. We want to take control of human development. We'll call ourselves transhumanists to control human development as gatekeepers, and to hide eugenics within that. And so this has all been going on under the surface and is being kept from the public. And so notice Huxley then helped set up the modern PETA organizations. See, they're all about animal rights, but not about human rights, or not even discussing chimera, because in that zoological discussion, transzoological, it opens up the entire can of worms. So that's my message to the media. Quit making jokes about this. Be serious. And understand that this is affecting everybody. Just a few zoological things that got loose. That's ancient, you know, 60, 70-year-old technology. The scheme of time, that's ancient today. Time so compressed. It's things like Lyme's disease. And again, here's the news today saying you really have to watch the entire 5-minute segment. Though somehow it even gets crazier, you know, when I talk about chimeras.
InfoWars is proud to announce the CNN is Fake News Contest, an expansion of the already successful CNN is ISIS Contest. The contest is simple. $1,000 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with the CNN is Fake News sign or legible self-made t-shirt. $2,500 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with the CNN is Fake News sign or t-shirt and is also heard to say, CNN is Fake News, InfoWars.com is real. You can also combine a CNN is Fake News sign with one of our CNN is ISIS t-shirts available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The intent of the contest is to encourage you, the listener, to realize that you have the power to save civilization from the criminal cabal controlling humanity and its fake news propaganda machine called CNN. The first thing to do is hammer the point to the public that CNN is fake news, which a CNN producer admitted on camera to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. We need to come together and remind the world that CNN simply regurgitates globalist propaganda thought up by multinational think tanks that is then fed to the public to suppress individual thought and run humanity into a ditch. For more contest rules, visit InfoWars.com/contest. This is Kit Daniels.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
That's right, George W. Bush, Lou Dobbs, and myself, and Drudge Report, and Dr. Corsi really exposed that we went into the North American Union and that is being merged via the Atlantic Agreement with the European Union and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, all of which Trump has been dynamiting and pulling us out of. It's beautiful. NAFTA, GATT is being renegotiated, pulled us out of the Paris Climate Carbon Tax Accords. It's supposed to be a $100 trillion tax every decade. That's from Davos. All the good things Trump's doing. The travel ban. It's totally constitutional. It's in the law. A five-year-old could understand it. But the Ninth and Fourth Circuits are judicial activists, and they went along with the media to portray the president as in left field. Everything they do is to portray the president as incompetent and a moron and to undermine the country because they represent foreign multinational corporate interests that are crony, that are not free market, that want a consolidation. They do not want prosperity. They want austerity. Now, joining us is Larry Klayman, who obviously has won cases, the only cases, against the National Security Agency and illegal spying. He was the founder of Judicial Watch, freedomwatchusa.org. And he's working a big case of a CIA whistleblower that's documented a lot of the illegal spying that's going on. But the first reason I wanted to get Larry Klayman on as a constitutional lawyer is looking at what Comey's done. That was a few weeks ago. We've kind of forgotten about it, but that's still big news. That's coming up. Loretta Lynch, the signals that she may be indicted. Cut and dry, meeting illegally with Bill Clinton. Cut and dry, lying. Comey having to admit that she told him to not have a criminal investigation, but a matter. Everything they claim Trump's done, they've done. And then Comey testifying that Trump never tried to get him to obstruct, but the media ignores that. So he always has a lot of contacts in the FBI and inside baseball. So first and foremost, with Larry Klayman of FreedomWatchUSA.org, I want to get his expert breakdown on exactly what's happening with these internal battles going on. And is Attorney General Sessions, as we've heard, getting ready to execute his duty or take the gloves off in response to the fact that we know the Russia narrative is a hoax? They know it's a hoax. Larry Klayman, what's the intel you've got?
Alex, happy holiday.
Thank you.
Well, the intel I've got is my own experience. And what we know with regard to Comey, and we've talked about Dennis Montgomery on a prior appearance, and you've talked about him generally as well. He's an NSA, CIA whistleblower. He came forward with 47 hard drives, over 100 million, 600 million pages of information, much of it classified, showing that President Trump and the people around him, his family, were being surveilled.
And so was I, and so was Michael Savage.
That's right. And yours truly. I'm sure you were too, Alex. I mean, everybody's on there.
Millions. There's millions of people in there.
Anybody who is a antagonist towards them that they see is adverse to them, they're going to surveil. And we still have this Obama deep state. It's still in effect. So I brought
up. I know those phone numbers are good because it's the Mar-a-Lago number nobody had. It was the, it was his private number there at Trump Tower. I mean, this was Trump's phone numbers.
Well, and it's not just Trump. It's everybody who's anybody and plus hundreds of millions of Americans. So I got Montgomery, immunity. I brought him forth to Comey at the FBI directly through a federal judge, Royce Lamberth, and he turned all this stuff over. And Comey, because we now know through certain revelations by Circa News that Comey was actually doing the illegal surveillance at the FBI against all these people. So he buried this investigation.
And so he perjured himself before Congress when he said no surveillance was going on of Trump ever, period.
That's correct. And he was also the FBI director during this period. Now, before Comey, there was Mueller. He was doing illegal surveillance, too. So this case is really important because not only are we going forward on the fact that I've been surveilled and Montgomery's been surveilled, I have to change my cell phone three times in the last 6 to 8 months. It's been, they've inserted malware into it. Montgomery confirmed that. And Verizon, when I went there, they said, we've never seen anything like this before. So I sued, Montgomery sued. They're trying to break into his computers. They got into his cell phones. And on top of that, they're sitting on all of this information, which is an obstruction, and therefore we brought a lawsuit. You can see that at freedomwatchusa.org. Now, the deep state has tried to discredit Montgomery by having national security reporters like James Risen write that he's a fraud. He's not a fraud. And we just found out that Eric Lichtblau, who is Risen's partner at the New York Times, was just fired from CNN for fake news, for lying to the American
people. Wait a minute, Larry Klayman, are you saying mainstream media lies? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, right. We have a leftist media strike force, Alex. I mean, you know that. You got the full treatment a week ago with Megyn Kelly. So this is a reality here that we have to deal with. And this case can actually take out Comey. It can take out Mueller because they have committed crimes against the American people themselves. They've conducted illegal surveillance. It's criminal. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And Montgomery is a key witness, and now he's a plaintiff. So we were in court last week, and Judge Richard Leon a few days later ordered this thing proceed. He was deciding whether to keep it. It's a related case. It's on an expedited schedule. It's a preliminary injunction. We're going to be seeking discovery of Comey, of Mueller, of others in this case.
By the way, let me stop you, Larry. I have a real problem. I don't tend to hype up big guests. And I just tend to just have you on, and we just kind of bring it on and don't point out how huge this is. Right. You're the only guy that's won in court against the NSA. You have this amazing whistleblower, as big or bigger than Snowden. I've seen just the limited data I got from the Arpaio people, which I know you're separate from. You weren't involved in that. And, I mean, it's the deliberate targeting of conservatives and libertarians in the media. It's specific. It's total. It's private phone numbers I had in offices that I never even used. It is a database of files they can go into and then listen to an entire larger file of everything you do on a fax machine, an email, a phone number, your family's phone numbers. I call family, I call other numbers when I'm under particular surveillance. Suddenly their phones get taken over, start calling people in other address books, start creating this nexus. Your power goes down 5-6 times faster when they're live time in your phone. So I know what this is like. It's amazing. For the week before the Megyn Kelly, they were in all our phones. It was just incredible. And to live here and to know this is going on, it's just insane. To go watch the movie Snowden and to have personally lived it, you know, I guess that makes us all comrades, you know, fellow travelers, to use the communist term. Comrades. This is crazy.
Well, it is, and we live in an Orwellian state, and that's exactly what Leon said when we got our victories a few years ago. We enjoined these intelligence agencies. We enjoined Obama. Later, the appellate court mooted out the preliminary injunctions because there was a new law that was put into effect, the USA Freedom Act, but now we find out they're violating that too. So when I went back to Judge Leon, I said, Your Honor, they're violating what you ruled earlier, law of the case, that these are unconstitutional Fourth Amendment violations. They're criminal in nature. We need to proceed on this case. He agreed with me. We're going to proceed quickly. This is the one case, Alex, that can take out Comey.
Oh, I totally agree. I hadn't put two and two together. I mean, you went before Comey. You went before the courts. You won. Comey then, now he's been identified as the guy running a bunch of these spy programs between the FBI and other agencies, obviously, has been caught lying to Congress saying it's, quote, crazy that Trump thinks he was ever surveilled.
Well, that's right. And clearly he was, and so was everybody else. Now, we don't know whether he was surveilled after he became president by virtue of Montgomery, because Montgomery was up to a certain point. But the fact is that there was a pattern and practice of doing this. This occurred on Comey's watch, and before that it occurred on Mueller's watch. So how can these people be part of an independent counsel or special counsel investigation when they're dirty, when they have committed criminal acts? So that's the importance of this case. Notwithstanding the fact that I've been surveilled, that's a violation. We've sued for large damages. And we also asked to get Montgomery's hard drives back, which Comey and the FBI misappropriated.
Let's go back to that, but let's be clear. If a random person gets caught in your backyard looking through your keyhole or looking through your blinds, we're talking 5 years in prison. And they should. But if you use that to then use the information against somebody, it's a more serious felony of conspiracy, blackmail, you name it. And that's what they're doing. These are serious felonies. If I got caught putting a camera in my neighbor's house, I'd go to jail for 10 years. But if the government does it illegally, it's supposedly okay.
Well, this is a higher force than the president himself. Okay, this is a third form of government, in effect. Actually, a fourth form. You've got three branches of government, then you've got these intelligence agencies who have broken away from any branch, and they can be used by presidents. I mean, ask yourself this question. We know that Chief Justice John Roberts was illegally surveilled by these intelligence agencies and potentially the FBI. Why did he flip at the last minute on Obamacare? Why do we have the problem that we currently have? Do these agencies, have they dug up?
Listen, I've talked to folks that have talked to Supreme Court justices who said that there was blackmail via the NSA used against members, not just one member, but members of the Supreme Court. And Scalia was getting ready to shoot his mouth off.
Well, that may explain why he's no longer on this earth. I mean, who knows, Alex? But the reality here is that this is extremely dangerous. You know, King George III, if he had these capabilities, as I've said before,
or
our founding fathers' plans would have been exposed. They never would have gotten Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence. They would have been arrested and executed before they got there. That's how serious this is. This sits over the heads of every American. Anybody who criticizes the government or wants to take on a particular cause that isn't liked by the establishment in Washington is subject to this surveillance and blackmail. without probable cause, without any showing that we're committing a crime or that we're in contact with terrorists. This is perhaps the worst scandal. I mean, it's not even a scandal. It's beyond scandal.
Well, as you know, it continues to turn out that Wahhabists and others are being given key national security level master control over Capitol computers, over agency computers. They're bringing foreigners in and infesting everything with no real clearances. It's a total takeover.
Well, it is. And this is the danger of this. This is why we need the support of the American people. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate. And Mr. Montgomery's trying to make ends meet out there. He's got a brain aneurysm. He's very hurt.
Well, I'll tell you this, Larry. I mean, you're the guy that beat the NSA and got a law passed. Now they're violating that. I mean, you get results. I hope folks will support you. I want to come back then and ask, how far does this rabbit hole go? And from your contacts, what's about to happen next?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
By the way, we sent a crew, Millie Weaver and crew, the Red Pill Expo that Lord Monckton, Robert Kiyosaki, and others were at over the weekend, and some of the interviews have not been seen yet. They've got one with Robert Kiyosaki, who's very respected and, you know, good friends with Donald Trump. It's a warning to the president about some of the black ops he was involved in. And I can confirm some of these black ops from some other sources. It's pretty amazing stuff. In fact, I may even air that in the fourth hour for like, it's about 5 minutes long, a clip when Mike Cernovich is hosting. But there's just overwhelming amounts of news. You're not even getting live here on the air. Go to Infowars.com as a lot of that news breaks. And please spread those videos. Larry Klayman, demonized by the media, demonized by the establishment right wing because he's effective. He's the guy that helped get the impeachment going. He's the guy that got the NSA to have to stop its behavior and got a national law passed, which they've been caught breaking again. But because of that, now we have investigations. We're exposing it. Remember just 10 years ago, I was insane. None of this existed. And then it was exactly as we told you it was because it's all hidden in the Telecommunications Acts from 1962 and 1987 and 1996 as they put the infrastructure in. It's all hiding in plain view. Then we have the whistleblowers. And Larry Klayman has a whistleblower that I've talked to law enforcement. They've been on. They've seen it. And I've seen very small pieces of it. As a journalist, we're allowed to see this, but under precedent, but it's still dangerous. And all I'm saying is I don't think people realize the danger that Larry Klayman's gone through or we gone through. I mean, we had all the guests on the week of Benghazi saying exactly what happened from NATO, from the Army, from the CIA. I mean, they had the Justice Department come to their houses. They got threatened with murder. Now, that's behind the scenes. I'm not going to tell you some of the stuff behind the scenes went on here because it's off record. But let me tell you, some of our guests have are heroes. This isn't a game, people. I've gone through a lot just doing it. I'm not complaining. I just want you to know this proves how real all this is that they do this. But we don't have to prove anything. It's all been admitted now thanks to all the whistleblowers from AT&T and Larry Klayman and all the rest of it. So now where does all this go, Larry Klayman?
Well, it goes, Alex. We're trying to wage a peaceful revolution, as you know. We're trying to use the courts. We're trying to use other means. We're trying to use people like yourself who get the word out. I have a radio show myself. It's called Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman on Radio America. You can find it on our website. Education is important, and it's not just the lawsuits, because this country's on its knees, and we need to rise up and bring it back. And, yeah, it requires strong measures. We're not in favor of violence, but, of course, the left is, and they're trying to do that. And when you talk about violence, just yesterday, we found out that an FBI agent was indicted in Oregon for lying about killing one of the protesters when the Bundys went up there to protest this land grab.
You know, let's stay a little longer because I want to get into that, but it'll take some time. I remember when this all happened, I talked to some folks in the Army who were very upset because they were there, and I was told all of this, and I just couldn't even believe it. That they would just randomly kill this guy for no reason and lie about it. But now it's all been confirmed. And Lord Monckton first gave us that news last week. You're saying you have more intel on that. It's now subsequently happened.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to represent Cliven Bundy, okay, in the case in Nevada. I got a judge there, Gloria Navarro, who's trying to keep me out of that case. I'm at the Supreme Court on that issue very shortly because she doesn't want to Larry Klayman in there because I'll challenge her. But she's the handpicked judge of former Senator Harry Reid, that very corrupt Las Vegas senator. And then Cliven, who's being tried probably in about a month and a half with his sons, he never harmed a hair on anybody's head, yet he was indicted. And he was indicted, Alex, I believe, because he used a politically incorrect phrase after that successful standoff where the government had to leave, where they were using excessive force. Cliven compared himself to the Negro in the Old South. Of course, Martin Luther King had used that word. And it, you know, he just didn't know the right word. So Obama took offense. Loretta Lynch took offense, and she indicted Cliven and his sons.
And they said these are domestic terrorists. No, they had hundreds of their cows, letting them die in a barn on land the family had grazing rights to since 1877. But then they lied to the public, going, "Oh, they just stole public land." No, the public didn't understand common law or even federal law.
That's right. Now, you know, fast forward, we've got Cliven Bundy, and you can see about that at clivenbundydefensefund.org. He needs your support. Cliven Bundy.
Well, stay there then. Let's come back and flesh this out because I don't even know if this is known, But it wasn't just Joe Biggs that got warned off. I then talked to folks that were actually there. And I couldn't really talk about it at the time because it was an off the record. But now some of it's leaking in the case. They had U.S. Army Special Operations there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Russian Senator Alexia Pushkov warns that the U.S. is preparing a false flag provocation as a pretext to launch a military assault on Syria. Responding to a CNN report that the U.S. has ships and aircraft in place to strike Syria, Pushkov cautioned that this could be the precursor to a staged incident. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, posted on Twitter the other day, "Any further attacks done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad." The ambassador right there referring to the mass murder of civilians, including children, during the April 2017 chemical weapons attack. An incident that most experts and investigators outside the mainstream believe was a false flag terror attack carried out by Western powers. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. I was not cut across the line. I was not cut, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
Ladies and gentlemen, the war was lost.
My life behind.
With the globalists, we've been sold out to a private planetary government. But Trump got into office, and we have a beachhead trying to pull us out of these unelected global agreements that literally transfer our power out of the country. Meanwhile, in many Western states, upwards of 50 to 60% on average of the land is federal. Some states, it's 89%, like Nevada and other areas, and the feds are super aggressive now. I've gone to national parks, and the regular rangers are okay, but you get around the police, I mean, everybody knows I'm not anti-police, but when you see somebody crazed, aggressive, rude, I walk over, try to talk to people repeatedly at Big Ben, and they're rude, and bow up to everybody. I mean, it. You know when you've been in third world countries and you've seen authoritarian police, how they strut around, how they behave, they look like North Korean police. They have that same crazed look. You know your country's in trouble. But remember the TSA hiring ads a few years ago that said, we want imperious people? They want you to act imperial. Imperious means super arrogant. Larry Klayman, again, top constitutional lawyer, absolutely fighting the globalists at point-blank range, joins us. The left's been calling for major violence. This just broke. I told you this was coming. July 2nd is when Soros doubled the amount of money he's ever spent in the U.S. for civil unrest. Washington Times, Michael Moore urges followers to rise up over 4th of July, storming senators' offices. And, of course, they've been calling for violence. The Huffington Post and others have said, you know, too bad there's not more congressmen being shot. Meanwhile, they're saying we're going to cause violence against them. They're going to kick off the violence. They're going to say we're behind it. That is clear. Because they know Trump's trying to get control of the agencies right now. They want to have a violent overthrow before that hits. I think they're insane, just like in the campaign. I believe this is their Waterloo. I believe they miscalculated. We'll talk about all this with Larry Klayman in a moment. First off, MycoZX was a new product that we had last year. And it's a big old high-quality glass bottle filled to the brim with compounds, enzymes, and herbs that are known to knock out the fungus, the mold, the yeast, the candida. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a huge national crisis, the pesticides bioaccumulating in the gut. Huge problem. Then that pushes out the good bacteria, the bad bacteria take over. You take probiotics. It's legendary. Nobody denies that probiotics haven't changed the world. Really helped a lot of people. We have Biome Defense, a super high quality, very high end, 50 billion strains per pill. That's 30% off when you get it with MycoZX. Now, look, I can sell out of this, selling it at full price, but I want you to see how good it is and to see the results for yourself. And you can't lose because regardless, you're funding this operation, promoting liberty. These are war bonds. But everybody, myself included, I'll take probiotics a while, I'll take MycoZX, then I'll forget because I'm not a big, you know, vitamin mineral guy. But this is beyond vitamin mineral. This is re-energizing your gut. This is solid fact. I've seen MSM make fun of us selling probiotics. I mean, that's one thing the liberals have got is that probiotics are really important. Bill Gates is obsessed with this. So Biome Defense, 30% off when you get it with MycoZX. Very, very costly compounds in this, sourced. It's just amazing quality. If you think probiotics are great and they've helped you, well, try our Biome Defense. But if you think that's powerful, get MycoZX because the Biome Defense doesn't deal with the yeast and the mold, the candida. But together, like a horse and carriage, they're amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We've got free shipping through the month of July. I'm extending it. We've got a bunch of specials on X2, Super Male Vitality, and a bunch of other best-selling products that I'm going to run for a few weeks more. But a lot of those products are about to sell out. 30% off on our great nootropic Brain Force. And you can rest assured you're funding the very sword of truth, the tip of the spear. So thank you all for your support. Be sure and support our local affiliates and their local sponsors as well. Tell everybody you know at red lights and at grocery stores everywhere, hey, you're the modern Paul Revere's. Tune into the show right now on that local station. Or if there's not a local station in your area, well, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show. That's changing the world. Just little InfoWars is exponentially challenging the globalists to the point they're calling for our destruction. Because there can't be any voices of truth challenging them because what they're promoting is so ridiculously corrupt and fraudulent. The enemy should be easy to beat. But it's up to you, and you're the reason they're getting beat. But understand this. Trump was just a beachhead. I want to give Larry Klayman the floor for about 10 minutes here, and then we'll let him go and get to your calls and more guests and news. But walking through this, I agree. America's on its knees. We were on our deathbed. Now we're trying to get up. That's why they're panicked. Michael Moore, the globalist, no, no, stay there like Lilliputians. And then go through what's happening with the Bundys and with the FBI agent being indicted for what he did. I mean, that shows Trump, the Justice Department, and, you know, others are moving forward. Obviously, there's local issues as well. And then what we can all do in this critical time and what your message is to President Trump, Larry Klayman.
Well, my message is stand tough, like you, Alex, like me. Don't worry about people say. Don't worry if they come after you. It actually emboldens me because we are against this very corrupt, evil establishment. You know, the Democrats are one thing, but the Republicans are trying to stab Trump in the back as well. They want to run their establishment candidate. So we just have to be who we are. We have to push ahead. Now, going back to Bundy, Mr. Linicom, who was a peaceful protester in Oregon, because the Bundy sons went out there to help another rancher, wound up getting shot dead. And now we find out an FBI agent lied about that. And that doesn't come as any surprise. And who was the FBI director at the time? James Comey. There you go. So all of this kind of comes together. Now, we have Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I believe he's a good man, Alex. I think you do, too. But he's being beaten up right and left, okay? Two meetings with the Russian ambassador he did while he was a senator. He's accused of perjury, everything else. Now there's a complaint filed by 34 Democrats and some Republicans with the Inspector General to investigate matters involving the firing of James Comey. Not a coincidence. The poor guy is under siege every single day. And I've been trying to get him to review the Bundy prosecution, because I didn't tell him how he should come out with it. But the prosecution in Nevada is falling apart. The two sons were acquitted. They virtually represented themselves in Oregon on the peaceful protest, although Mr. Linicom was killed. Bundys haven't harmed a hair on the head of anyone. And ask yourself the question, is that, let's say the government is right that Bundy owes money. I don't believe he is. You pointed out the land. They claim 95% of ownership of the land in Nevada. They constitutionally do not own that amount of land in Nevada.
That's key, what you just said. I don't mean to interrupt. Federally, it's 89% on the books, but you're right. They're now grabbing another 6%. They're now taking everything.
Right. But here's the bottom line, is that I've asked Sessions to review this because the prosecution's falling apart. Yet Bundy has been in jail for a year and a half. He was first put in solitary confinement by this Judge Navarro, handpicked by Harry Reid and Obama. He then was denied a speedy trial. He then was denied right of counsel, me. I'm at the Supreme Court asking the Supreme Court to order me to come into the case. Right now, Bob Barr is looking to possibly come into the case, my good friend that we impeached Clinton together with.
We need to get Bob Barr back on.
Yeah, he's a good man. And Cliven needs help. And he's dying on the vine out there. So I hope people will go to ClivenBundyDefenseFund.org and contribute.
Because it's a precedent for everybody else. They didn't do anything violent. They should at least be out on bail, especially when their other big case fell apart. Clearly, they're trying to make an example of people, but why would they kill Finicum when he gets out of the vehicle and is doing nothing? Why did they do that?
Because they think they're above the law. They can do whatever they want and they'll lie about it.
But why do you shoot a guy with his hands up? I mean, I understand this goes on, but this is actually on video. I mean, this is actually coming out the way the Finicum said it did.
Right, and where's Black Lives Matter on this one? Okay, this is what they claim has happened to African Americans, you know, but nobody cares if it's a white guy, frankly. And this is the reality here, is that this country is upside down. Okay, we have to fight for it. We believe in equality for everybody. And Cliven Bundy, he doesn't owe money to the government. He has a reasonable basis to believe that he doesn't, the federal government. But does that give the government the right to bust into your house, to attack your sister, to tase your dog viciously, to kill your cattle and bury it in a mass grave, and to tase your sons? Does that give them the right to do that if you owe the government money, which he claims he does not? I mean, what kind of country do we live in? And then you get indicted by Obama, who made a joke. You can find that video on our website at ClivenBundyDefenseFund.org. Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner said, this is what happens to you when you use the word Negro. Let me give a piece of advice to that rancher. And sure enough, that rancher was indicted a few years later. This is payback because Obama was offended that Cliven used the word Negro. And of course,
by the way, let's expand on that. The liberal media wants to ban words. So first they start with the word homosexual, heterosexual, homosexual is just a scientific term. Now I've heard that some people get offended by the name Negro Modelo. Negro just means dark or black in Spanish. It has nothing to do with putting somebody down to use that word. We can play all day Martin Luther King talking about, you know, from the old Negro spiritual, let us sing Amazing Grace. We can play that video right now from YouTube. That was the term that was politically correct then. Then they say, oh, that sounds too much like the N-word, so let's use the word African-American. Then folks say they don't like that. I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of it. But exactly, why would Obama then make a joke about it, saying we'll kill you if you use that word, and then he uses it?
Well, he spent that figuratively. You know, what happened at that White House Correspondents' Dinner is that Rand Paul, who at that point was supporting Cliven Bundy, had invited Cliven to that lunch, to that dinner, apparently. So Obama's trying to be funny on the stage, and he says, I see Senator Paul sitting there. That Nevada rancher isn't with him. And I guess this serves as a lesson for anybody that starts off his sentence, let me tell you about the Negro. And he repeats that twice. And I believe that's why he was indicted, because he offended Obama, and Loretta Lynch was Obama in a skirt. And 2 years later, they wind up indicting him.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll say this about the Bundys. They're nice folks, but they are like from another planet. I mean, they're like from the 50s. They've been out there in the middle of the desert since the 1870s. And they're using the term that he grew up, that Martin Luther King used. And again, it's just...
What he was saying was complimentary to African Americans.
Sure, he was saying they've been enslaved. They've been domesticated. But it doesn't matter. No one talks about injecting black people with syphilis. That's okay. Just don't use the word Negro. It's just insane.
Yeah, no, it is. The whole thing's upside down. And here's the bottom line, is that we asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to review this. I've been seeking a meeting with him. Poor guy's under siege. And I hope that the American people will rise up and ask Jeff Sessions to take a look at this neutrally, because this is a persecution. It's a political persecution. It's more than a prosecution.
Exactly. And I agree. Let me ask you this. They've got Trump under siege. They've got Sessions under siege. They've got us under siege, trying to keep us on the defense. Don't we need to go on the offense like you're doing with lawsuits, the rest of it? What else does Trump do? I think he should come out and say, Michael Moore, instead of picking on Brzezinski and, you know, others who are just jokes, hey, Moore, you're calling for violence. You're calling to run into people's offices. If anything bad happens, it's on you. Stop calling for violence. That way we get ahead of them trying to foment a revolution.
Well, Alex, we're taking action there, too. I represent a young gay woman who was attacked at Berkeley when Milo of Breitbart News tried to speak there. And we've sued Berkeley. We've sued the president, Napolitano, the former Obama head of HHS. And we've sued others there, the police department that sit around and watched this woman get beaten up. We've got to start taking action here. We can't just sit here and complain. And what you do is extremely valuable. You're getting to the American people. I do the same thing with, you know, going on your show and having my own radio show. But yes, we need to try to use the legal system, because if we don't, these leftists are fomenting violence, and I'm afraid that you're going to wind up with the militias in the streets. You're going to have the people on the right, people on the left. We're going to be in another civil war, and it's going to be bloody, and it's going to be scary, and it's going to destroy this country. So we're using whatever means we can to try to avoid that. But the reality is we are on the brink of civil war, and very dangerous civil war, because the left knows no bounds. They're Bolsheviks. It's like 1917 in Russia. They don't care if they kill people. They don't care how many people they destroy in terms of the leftist media. And they lie, they cheat, they steal. They're just like communists. That's what they are. Ironically, Putin said recently, looking at these people that are trying to destroy Trump, he says, he has some sense of humor, I might add. He says, these people are a bunch of communists. So, you know, even he sees it. Now, he's a communist. So he knows one when he sees one.
So he was a communist, definitely.
Yeah, well, now he's just a dictator. But the reality is that He sees what's going on here, and he's looking at the United States destroy itself. And frankly, it's not a Russian thing. When was the last time the left complained of Russia? Okay, when was the last time they complained of Moscow? Moscow, to the left, is like Mecca is to the Muslims.
But not anymore, because it's been retaken, and that's why Hollywood and the left hates it. Look, I'm not going to defend Putin. Russia's a rough place. He's done a lot of Christian reforms, pays folks to have kids. You know, they're not teaching five-year-olds, you know, how to have sex or whatever. They've done a lot of stuff that's made the left mad. I mean, I think Putin has gone after his opposition, because a lot of it's been Western funded, leftist funded, Soros funded. But I mean, Putin really is super popular in Russia. A lot of outside polls show him at like 70%. I mean, do you really think he's a dictator?
Well, he's a dictator. Sure he is. But the point here is not to, we don't care whether Putin is or is not. What we know is that there's nothing wrong in talking to Russia. There's nothing wrong in trying to reach another detente. Trump has tried to do that. The Democrats are whipping up hatred. And like I said, when was the last time the Democrats or the left had a problem with the Soviet Union or Russia? They have more kinship to the Soviet Union and Russia than they do to our own country. I mean, Bernie Sanders took his honeymoon there. You could have a movie, you know, Honeymoon in Moscow. I mean, this is a guy who worshiped the Soviet Union and
Russia. But that's why they're upset, Larry, because it's not the Soviet Union anymore. And I've done my research. Putin's family was secretly Christian the whole time he was in the KGB. I think we're actually seeing a comeback of Russian Christianity. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying they don't meddle in our affairs. But from my research and yours back in the day, the communist Chinese and the EU bureaucrats, and they're the ones that are involved in our elections. They're the ones that are really trying to manipulate things. They're the ones allied with the left.
Well, that's right, Alex. There's no question about it. And in this world, we have to learn how to deal with people. We have to be strong, but you don't shut people out. You don't create a war when you don't have to have a war. And the United States, we're powerful. We need to build up our military. President Trump deserves a chance. He's our last chance. If you think that Obama was bad, if this president fails, the next one's going to be 100 times worse.
I totally agree. Larry Klayman, thank you so much. I'd love to get Bob Barr on. Thanks for reminding me about the former congressman who helped get the impeachment through with you and just so much more. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome. God bless you. Happy July 4th.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely. We're going to be live on Sunday and live on Monday. We're going to have a special tape broadcast for you on Tuesday, and I'll be back Wednesday as well. But we've still got 2 hours of transmission left. Mike Cernovich is coming up with big breaking news. I want to also try to open the phones up. And we've got Russ Venery of Project Veritas popping in. Leanne McAdoo. Leanne McAdoo has been on a sabbatical. She's been here almost 4.5 years. I don't want to get into personal stuff, but she's talked about her grandmother had brain surgery, and she's been in Florida taking care of her and helping get her moved into the nursing home and stuff. But Leanne McAdoo is going to be reporting for us the next few months, off and on from Florida and then back and forth in Austin. But Leanne McAdoo, despite the conspiracy theories, she's really told folks she was going on a summer sabbatical. I thought she wouldn't be back until August, but she wants to come on via Skype. So I'm like, absolutely. So she's got her little studio set up there at her grandma's beachfront condo. And so she's taking care of her grandma very, very close to her. I mean, to get off on a whole other subject, but people always turn everything into something, you know, that me and McAdoo were secretly married and all the rest of this stuff that is so fun for people. McAdoo's a very attractive lady and very nice, but we've never gone out. We've never kissed and we've never been married. And so that's a whole separate issue. I just always put that out there because McAdoo's asked me to before because, you know, that's the whole internet thing. And she's like, man, I'm really sick of this. I go out with guys and people and they Google me and they're like, oh, but you're dating Alex Jones. It just never seems to end. But I told her, I said, that's what they do to anybody that's telling the truth. You know, they target people, they harass them, they do really mean things to them. And anyways, Leanne McAdoo's out in Florida, and we really look forward to having her join us via Skype coming up the last 30 minutes of this hour. A lot of folks missing her, including me. She's really funny, and I like her. She's smart. I like her dog, too. But that was the whole conspiracy that I got divorced because of Leanne McAdoo. No, I was getting divorced right around the time Leanne McAdoo got hired here. They're telling me back to news. I don't have teleprompters. They don't control me or tell me what to do. But I occasionally get into kind of the gossip around the office here because folks like that. And it's kind of good to bring sunshine to darkness and, you know, expose the lies out there occasionally because, like it or not, I never try to turn myself and the crew into the soap opera and the news. But that's kind of what happened. The media did that, and so we now kind of revel in it. So we take lemons and turn it into lemonade, and it's really upset the trolls, though, that it doesn't get to us, that it actually emboldens us to only fight harder. Now, let me shift gears here. This is the big news, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a big deal. And I shot the video last night that's up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral. Is CNN or other MSM planning to stage a false flag against themselves? Yes. The false flag is tell people go out and kill the president, tell people he's a Nazi, tell people he wants to murder old people, tell people that members of Congress need to die, hashtag hunt Republicans. Push all this and then have the social distortion engineer, the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore come down from his mountain and call for people to rise up and go and follow the Soros funding to go into senators and House members' offices because they know folks are going to be back in their districts. It's purely synthetic. It's totally astroturf. I know you're not paid $200 a day like Soros people, but you need, when they get back, to go to their offices. You need to go to the capitals. You need to go to the grocery stores and school events and theater events where the senators and House members come and speak. And you need to get up to the mic and say, these people here are reading off a script. They know America has awoken. They know America is awake to globalism. They know we're trying to get the economy going again. And these are the bots and the paid garbage here reading off their script to come in and try to intimidate you. But let those Republican and Democrats know the American people are who they should be worried about politically. And that no amount of propaganda or lies is going to prop them up. I mean, Moore says Trump's going to cause human extinction. There's just no end. Think about the carbon footprint of that guy's farts alone. You know, up in Canada, they have this carbon neutral milk you can get. I'm not kidding. They hook giant bags on the cows. How about we hook a giant bag on Michael Moore and all his farts? I mean, I don't mean to be childish here. It's just the baloney of the globalists and their carbon taxes where they want us to hook bags onto cows and are already doing it in Australia, Germany, and Canada, collecting their flatulence. Well, then I want Michael Moore fitted with a giant flatulence bag. Michael Moore urges followers to rise up over the 4th of July, storming senators' offices. Well, I don't want you to storm or rise up. You're doing that politically, economically. I'm just asking you to go to these events and go to these public events and know that the scum's going to be there and the trash hates it. Whenever the trash knows, like Cleveland, we're going to be there, they don't show up. Or they barely do. So this is what they're involved in. Left-wing filmmaker Michael Moore took to Twitter Wednesday afternoon to urge his followers to rise up by nonviolently storming the district offices of their senators this 4th of July holiday. And then it goes on from there. They want to keep the big health care bill the big banks wrote to screw over everybody because they don't like the plan the Republicans came up with that's bad but not as bad. It's kind of like only having one arm chopped off, not both arms and both legs, and then your tongue chopped out and your eyeballs gouged out and your eardrums gouged out with hot pokers. And then Michael Moore comes in like Deliverance and says, squeal piggy, and he ain't going to be the piggy. It's a giant globalist gang rape by corporate henchmen that poses liberals like Michael Pigasaurus Moore. Now, the guy that has six bodyguards but thinks you shouldn't be able to own a gun. He is a human animal chimera of an alien species. Jabba the Hutt crossed with a walrus.
Ho, 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 teeny Jedi. I have bodyguards. You have none. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm like, but that's not rational. You have bodyguards, but citizens who can't afford them can't have guns?
Oh, your mind trick not work on Jabba.
I'm not making fun of fat people. I'm making fun of Michael Moore. Okay, because I'm a little chubby myself, eh? Lost a lot of weight, but still, it's hard to get all the pounds off when you're a husky man. Let's get serious, though. The OECD, that's the big globalist group I'm going to tell you about in the next segment. That's one of the key roots of the current New World Order. In fact, print me the Wikipedia on OECD, please, or their official page. Last year saw record migration, and those migrants won't be leaving. Yes, you're using another Jedi mind trick on us to tell us that's just the way it is. Submit to it. That's coming up next hour. But before I go any further, just briefly, we have free shipping running through. I've decided to extend it through the month of July. And I'm going to have 20 to 30 to 40% off on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's T-shirts. That's BrainForce. That's Supermel Vitality. Myco ZX is back in stock. Even though it's been sold out for 5 months, almost 6 months, it's 30% off when you get it with Biome Defense. They go together. Amazing. Try it. You can't lose. You're supporting the broadcast. And I'm trying to really raise extra funds right now to expand and go to the next level. We're trying to hire more people. We're trying to expand. As you can see, I just pulled the trigger on a new $600,000 studio. That sounds like a lot. Fox News studios are like $3 to $5 million. CNN studios are $3 to $5 million. But we are doing it here in Texas on the cheaps. Thanks to all of your support. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. This is an information war. We need war bonds and funding. So we sell high-quality products everybody needs that improve your life physically so that you can help information warfare improve our political, cultural, and spiritual life. We're trying to bring back the social contract, America 2.0. Stay with us and spread the word, please. InfoWars.com and your local affiliates. GCN. Spread that affiliate to everybody.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen to Jimmy Page play that guitar. That is some pretty music right there. You can almost imagine the devil, the chief musician in heaven, playing this song for God, can't you? Globalism has a wind on down the road. And if they get it in place, everybody's dead. Just a little warning to everybody. Let's go ahead and get into the OECD. The OECD was set up under the martial law program of then General Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1945-46. It was officially codified in 1947-48 when the National Security Act passed in the United States. Those two things tie together. And when you look at the IMF, the World Bank, when you look at the World Trade Organization, when you look at all of it, it is the master plan of the OECD. Now, the Nazis were so admired by the OSS, much of the British royalty and others, that they actually wanted to adopt the European Union plan and then have nine other sub-regions governed by it. And their economic program was to come in as a rebuilding operation, but actually implode your economy, take control of it, and then control you economically and through diet injections and injunctions or social engineering. And the Nazis said that, you know, people won't know, we're slowly killing them with shots that just brain damage them, and then we'll increase the number of shots claiming it's to stop disease until you've basically been completely rendered servile. The OECD also recommended the United States have its water fluoridated, as they recommended for Europe. Europe refused. The U.S. actually adopted the fluoridation program, and they made jokes about it in Dr. Strangelove movies, you know, Stanley Kubrick, 1964. But you can go read about the OECD for yourself. It's the real zenith of the model of world government and economic warfare. Now, the OECD comes out and announces, just like it's some separate economic group that's, you know, totally impartial, and says, oh, there have been 10 million migrants come in, and 5 million of those have just been in the last year and a half or so, so it's accelerating exponentially. And there's going to be more. You've got to accept it. We're getting rid of the borders, and this is the economic future. And then they celebrate German cities and others that are now majority Islamic. And then the UN runs TV ads saying you should accept the hijab. In fact, you should wear it and you should get an Islamic man. So it says, oh, in the Islamists, here are the ads, and they're announcing the Imam of Jerusalem. They are weak. They say, come take their women. We go now and we kill their men. You want to be good, eh? So last year saw record migration, and those migrants won't be leaving. And it goes on to report the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says last year a total of 5 million migrants flowed into industrialized nations, most of that into Europe, and those countries should be prepared for the migrants to stay. You should be prepared for the cancer to grow. Because they don't get rehabilitated. They don't get taken out of Islam. They don't, they just get put on welfare and then told the government is your God. Then they burn everything down the minute they don't get what they want. The organization said the mafia, said the total number of migrants who came into the list of 35 industrial countries was around 5 million. And they go on to talk about how we have to accept it. Here it is, right here. Frankfurt becomes the first German city where natives are the minority. House passes bill cracking down on illegal immigrant sanctuary cities. See, Trump's challenging that whole globalist system, and that's why he's the enemy of the good old OECD.
The tide is turning in the witch hunt aimed at President Donald Trump. After being right about rigged elections, fake news, and the travel ban, the unrelenting persecution of our president is actually starting to yield some fruit for the Drain the Swamp movement. After Trump trolled James Comey into admitting he leaked and Loretta Lynch intervened in the Clinton email probe, the investigations are now aimed at the Democrats. John Podesta had a secret hearing on Tuesday. Loretta Lynch will soon be called to a hearing. Susan Rice will have to answer for unmasking. And Bernie Sanders and his wife are being investigated by the FBI for bank fraud. And now Republican senators want answers on the FBI Russia probe in regards to surveillance. Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham are leading the way in searching for answers on the procedures taken and by whom to issue surveillance requests because of the Russian probe. What could this possibly turn up as the world awaits answers from Barack Obama as to why it was he that interfered with the Russian investigation, not President Trump? Stay tuned for more of the implosion of the left at InfoWars.com. This is Owen Schroyer.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Rediscover your fire with the EcoZoom Coal Rocket Camping Stove. It's easy to light, and you can cook with wood, charcoal, or any biomass fuel in a rugged and durable design. And that means big power in a portable package. The Versa cooks fast. It produces less smoke, and it's fuel efficient. No wonder the Versa is the most popular model in America. It's the ultimate stove for camping, outdoor cooking, or emergency preparedness. All it takes is a handful of sticks or charcoal, you got yourself an entire meal. Now that looks good. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for more details and see how you can become the master outdoor chef and enjoy cooking freedom with the EcoZoom Versa Outdoor Stove. Available right now at, you guessed it, InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
You can tell I didn't write that line, or I have to correct it every time it airs. But it's good to air, so I can correct it. I know lots of fear. Fear of not taking action. Fear of letting the globalists win. Fear of letting them promote their socialism, their communism, their garbage. Well, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's coming on next week, an amazing hero. Everybody over there is amazing. He is out there on the street every day confronting the CEO of CNN who runs from him. We played that earlier in the broadcast. They've got Van Jones admitting it's all a nothing burger. The Russian thing's made up. They've got other producers saying, we know it's all lies. We know it's a witch hunt, but we're ordered to do it by the head of CNN in the meetings. So it's an incredible time to be alive. There's a new report up on InfoWars.com. It's on ProjectVeritas.com, obviously, as well. And I know you all know how amazing Project Veritas is. I know Drudge knows how amazing they are. But we need to not get in a comfort zone like, oh, we got Trump and we're starting to turn the tide, and the left's imploding. Everybody knows the media is fake. No, everybody doesn't know the media is fake. Everybody doesn't know CNN's complete liars. There's still a large minority of people that are in the dark. We need to reach out to them and share these videos. Share the live feed right now. It's all about activism. It's all about that little bit of energy over and over again builds into victory. This is a football game for all the marbles that you're actually in. You're not a spectator. Nobody's a spectator. Even if you lie to yourself and say you are, you're not. So Russ Verney is joining us from Project Veritas. He is an expert producing newsworthy stories, journalist, and I'm not going to get into his whole great background, but he is author, edited a lot of top books for the New York Times, a frequent speaker, and is just an all-around expert journalist. He's a U.S. Army decorated veteran as well. ProjectVeritas.com. He's executive director of Project Veritas. And wow, what an amazing time to be alive. I just can't wait to see what the other shoes are to drop from Project Veritas. We're obviously going to play some of these clips here, but I was listening to a little news piece during the break that Owen Schroyer did that was dead on. The Democrats are discredited. They're hated. Trump trolled them into admitting that Comey lied and that Comey was illegally surveilling and that Trump didn't try to get him to obstruct and that Loretta Lynch is really the person covering up. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble, but a desperate rat can really, you know, put the hurt on you. So we need to understand that, yes, we're starting to get the upper hand. But I'm really worried about civil unrest. I'm worried about terror attacks. I'm worried about CNN conducting a false flag or something. Russ Verney, we'll get into your latest exploits here for America and the world. But what do you think about the state of the planet right now?
Well, we share a lot of your concerns, Alex, and let me just say it's a pleasure to be on with you and an honor to visit with your audience today. Back in January, James O'Keefe, who is just turned 33 this week, so he's accomplished an awful lot in his young life, but he went public in January and said, our main target this year is going to be the mainstream media and the social media. And what you're seeing now is just the first installments of that undertaking. We've been able to release three blockbuster videos showing the behind-the-scenes decision-making at CNN. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get our undercover journalists to be able to sit in on an editorial board meeting at the New York Times, L.A. Times, Washington Post? That would be a dream come true for us. But absent that, we got to go where we can get access to people who are in the know. So we've first video we put out this week on CNN, John Bonifield, a 15-year producer with CNN, says that it's all about ratings. They don't want to cover climate change or anything else because Russia is where the ratings are. And he admits that if there was really anything there in the Russia story, it would have come out by now. Somebody would have leaked it. So there's nothing there, but they're going to keep doing it because it's all about the money. Follow the money.
At least at their level, it's all about unseating a president trying to restore the republic. And let's put it back on screen. Project Veritas, Part 3, released today. American Pravda, Part 3. Let's walk through Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and then we'll play some of these clips.
Okay, so Part 1, they admit that it's just all about ratings, that Russia is just there because people will tune into it and they don't have anything to tell us. CNN then says, well, that's just one individual's opinion. And he doesn't even work in our political division. So next day we put out a video where Van Jones, who's one of the talking heads on CNN, who's bashing Trump all the time, so we ask him in a candid discussion, what's this Russia story all about? He says it's a nothing burger. Well, the next day he comes out saying, gee, you took me out of context. I don't know what context nothing and burger could have been in, but, you know, it was his full clip. And then he spends all day yesterday on CNN, on the CNN talking heads, talking about how we selectively edited his video. So today we put out a third story where we get a New York producer for the morning program that is hosted by Chris Cuomo and Allison Camerata. And that producer tells us that they think the voters are stupid. They think that Trump is crazy. And they think that Kellyanne Conway got hit in the face with a shovel. That's pretty rough stuff coming from them. But then we find a clip in there, Alex, where there's a panel discussion in front of Allison Camerata that was done a while ago. They ask about voter fraud. There's a panelist trying to describe how he knows that there's voter fraud, how he's seen it demonstrated by James O'Keefe, actually. But they cut that part out, and they make it look as though he was just a conspiracy theorist instead of providing his evidence. So when Van Jones is saying we selectively edit, Project Veritas never has, but CNN has. They
well, let's back up for a minute. Obviously, CNN's famous for that. You guys always put out your main video, then the raw video so folks can see it for themselves. You've never been caught in a scandal. All they've been caught in is scandals. But the term nothing burger, a nothing burger is defined as there's nothing there. That is completely documented. So, again, the arrogance that they could spin something like a nothing burger and say that that's edited is just ridiculous.
They try. They try. You know, they probably work harder than a cat in a hardwood floor trying to bury its mess to pretend that what they said is not what they said. We don't rely on quotes. We rely on video. We've got them in their own words saying this. So people can go back and look at the video. And Chris Cuomo on that morning program about 6 to 8 months ago, he said that, you know, when you use these undercover videos, you actually get some pretty candid, honest responses to questions. Well, yes, we did. And your producer, Chris, gave us some pretty honest answers to our questions.
Well, let's play the clip of Allison Camerata on CNN, where, again, she takes what they really said about election fraud and edited it to be deceptive. Here's the clip from the Project Veritas American Pravda investigation.
Funny enough, we found further evidence of CNN's culture of malpractice and deception on New Day itself. On March 30th, Carr's show aired what looked to be a pretty routine political story featuring Camerata and a panel of six Trump voters.
So here we are, 60 plus days into his presidency, and we want to get your grades and your impressions of how President Trump is doing.
The raw audio of the panel interview was leaked to us. It lasted nearly an hour and a half, cut down to only 8 minutes when it aired. What's striking is not what Carr and his fellow producers chose to include, but what they chose to omit. It's called selective editing. Let's look at this portion, when panelist William Baer is discussing the president's claim of voter fraud.
And we don't know how, as far as the votes and fraud and everything else. I mean, my assumption is that he probably would have gotten elected by a higher number than what the results actually showed.
But are you saying that you believe that there were 3 to 5 million illegals who voted?
Oh, I know that in New Hampshire, I've seen it. I've seen busloads of people.
Again, I mean, this is what we keep coming back to. When you say you've seen it, do you mean a dozen or do you mean 3 million? There's a difference.
Well obviously, there's only 1.5 million people in New Hampshire, so I didn't say 3 million people.
Well, the number that President Trump said was 3 to 5 million illegals.
I don't doubt that.
No, he said in California.
Extrapolating based on what I've seen with my own eyes, busloads of people coming in, whether they're illegal, meaning they came into the country illegally, or they're illegal voters. They came over from Massachusetts into New Hampshire.
Billy, are you sticking with that you've seen busloads or no?
I have seen busloads. I guess I can't cite the busloads that I've seen and where I've seen them and stuff, but on television I've seen it.
Baer is painted as a conspiracy theorist. Look at the on-screen chyron. Quote, Trump voters on his unproven voter fraud claims, unquote. The implication, no evidence of voter fraud whatsoever. When Camerata asks for proof, the panelist has no answer. Or so it seems. Here's the raw audio from immediately after the edit.
I have seen busloads. I guess I can't cite the busloads that I've seen and where I've seen them, but on television I've seen it. And, I mean, has anybody looked into, like, what James O'Keefe has done when he went undercover to these various polling places? He went in and basically was ready to vote as somebody else. Nobody asked for ID. I was actually a poll watcher in New Jersey, and I saw what was going on there. There were college students voting, and you use a provisional ballot, and it's never challenged. They just put it right through. This is common.
At the moment Baer is about to cite the evidence to support his claim, CNN ends the clip. The piece suggests that Baer did not have a legitimate answer to Camerata's question. In actuality, The answer was cut because it didn't fit their narrative. This is a textbook lie of omission.
And we have the executive director of Project Veritas, Russ Verney, ProjectVeritas.com, joining us. People said, why haven't we heard the full Megyn Kelly interview yet? Well, she was here off and on for 8 hours. Her crew was here for almost 12 hours. We're not editing it to deceive it. She did that. We have a bunch of cases now. We're going to put it out soon, probably after the holiday, 4th of July, where I say something here 10 minutes before, and then, 10 minutes later, they edit those two together to make it sound like I said something completely different, where I'm a gibbering, stuttering, stammering fool, as they said. Well, the problem is there's so many examples of the deceptive editing. That's our problem, is we have to then listen to all these hours of tape and then go find where it is in it to show. But we're going to do exactly what Veritas just did to continue to expose these people. For me, the big story is, don't they know the public's onto them now? So people in focus groups, a.k.a. what happened, in the gun group, in a focus group, when, they were editing things, Katie Couric to try to deceive folks, and now they've been sued. Doesn't the media know, even when James O'Keefe told them, we're coming for you, that we're coming for them?
Evidently not, Alex. They weren't prepared. And, hear this very easy accusation to make that O'Keefe does selective editing. Well, as you just pointed out to your audience, it takes a long time to prove that you didn't do selective editing. The accusation is easy, superficial, and catches on quickly. We have never had one of our videos challenged officially for its content. Everybody says they're out of context or shucks, selective editing, but we have never had an issue of retraction.
Sure, that's just what they say. I'm live 95% of the time, so everything we do is based on being live, and we want people in big clips congruent with what they said. Just as a culture, we don't do selective editing. The point is, that's their stock and trade, and Megyn Kelly, even though she knew I was recording her, she couldn't help but do it, and neither could Katie Couric, and neither could CNN.
Right, and on CNN yesterday, they spent all day talking about us selectively editing that one little clip from Van Jones where he says, it's a nothing burger. It's all in context, all there. So they spent all day claiming that we did selective editing. Today we show them not only we don't do selective editing, but they do.
But it's not even a long clip. Van Jones has people talking to him. Van Jones leaves. It's a short clip. You ask him. He says it's a nothing burger.
Right. It's all there. There's nothing edited out of it. So, but he claims that you took me out of context and you did selective editing. Those are easy accusations to throw out. Nobody has ever challenged one of
them. Sure, but she did the same thing. Katie Couric said, give me one example of where guns have helped or saved people. And then she cuts to people while they're waiting during a break going, not knowing what's going on. That's pure deception. Same thing here. You don't have any proof. There's no proof of election fraud. Really, Project Veritas has all these city officials, county officials, Democratic operatives saying, we're going to steal elections. We're having illegals vote. Nobody can stop us. Giggling like villains out of cartoons. You've got it. A cornucopia. And then, oh, really, you didn't see the 3 million. Well, obviously, you only saw in his voting precinct van loads of illegals voting. But you see it. You know what's going on everywhere else. So there's this war on logic. It's not working.
And because they can make the accusation, and it takes you a long time to disprove the accusation, but it is superficial. We have released all of the information in full context without any and nefarious editing. They do the nefarious editing, not us. And we're proud of every product we've ever put out there. And you're so right about stealing the elections, Alex. I mean, we did those big exposés on the Democratic Doc Money and Dirty Tricks operation last
year. You guys blew up Acorn.
Yeah. And now, Alex, that was 8 years ago, and James has just turned 33. Think about all he has accomplished in his young life. As a leader of a nonprofit company, he has no advertisers, he has no investors, he makes the decisions, the final decision of what we will do. He's got the most profound set of principles, morals, values, and integrity you could imagine. He's got great...
Sure, he just bleeds integrity, and that's what they can't stand. And the American people are seeing this. Trump has integrity, Veritas has integrity, InfoWars has integrity. Drudge has integrity, and they don't know what to do because integrity is coming back.
Yeah, that'll scare everybody in that integrity-free zone of Washington, D.C.
You know what I love, though, is they're accusing you of selective editing, and then you've got them red-handed, crystal clear, in a classic gotcha moment where they go, why'd you do this? Oh, you don't have proof. And then they cut to you just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was just one of those moments in time where we were able to, we never planned that they would spend all day yesterday claiming that we did selective editing. Over and over again, they did stories on that yesterday that just led right into this piece today. We were willing to show the selective editing they were doing, but they really set up the table for us yesterday.
It's amazing how that works sometimes. The Lord works in mysterious ways. In fact, the best part about this is when this all broke on Tuesday or Monday, there was a news blackout. They had to all run back to their corporate bosses, not just at CNN but other places, to try to figure out the line. But by the time they figured out their BS line, you hit them with another punch and another punch and another punch. And so by the time they were responding to the first punch, you're already 3-4 punches in. It's just amazing.
It's taken its toll. And, you know, Alex, we don't have any misunderstanding that, you know, we're going to rock the world and CNN's going to change overnight. But this is just the beginning of our investigations in the mainstream media and social media. We'll be releasing blockbuster stuff like this all fall long. And the boards of directors, the advertisers, the shareholders, they're all going to have to start coming to grips with the fact they need to report the news, not the fantasies they want to.
That's
predict.
Right. They're fomenting violence. They're trying to overthrow the country. They're trying to kill our recovery. They are a foreign mouthpiece of multinationals that have been dominating this country for decades. And the worm is turning. And really, a lot of these corporate executives just tell their shareholders everything's all right. They all circle the wagons. Other media tries to prop up the other media. But pretty soon, the whole thing's burning down. I don't see how they can go much longer. They're kind of having a dead cat bounce right now, but still their ratings are a shadow of themselves 10 years ago because it's such a spectacle watching the train wreck. But just because we watch the Jeffrey Dahmer trial on Court TV doesn't mean we like Jeffrey Dahmer. Don't they understand that? They are loathed.
What they do like is they like the serial, the soap opera type of story so that they know you'll tune in tomorrow to get the next installment. And that's what they created with this fake news about Russia, was they could every day have an installment because they didn't have to worry about facts. They weren't reporting facts to you because there weren't
any. It's a witch hunt from the beginning. It's run by the Clintons and the Democrats. You know it's never going to end. You've got the Republican establishment going along with it. And so you know it's just a fake news bonanza that goes on. And if there's another Salem witch trial, the people running it take over the town, get to burn all their enemies. You better shut your mouth up about tax cuts. We'll call you a Russian.
They've got their agenda. They're promoting it hard. And we're going to do what we can to expose it. Now, we don't advocate solutions. We think the members of the board of directors, the shareholders, the viewers, the advertisers will ultimately bring market forces to change things. But we're going to continue exposing the inner workings of all of these news organizations. And again, wouldn't it be marvelous if we could have an undercover reporter at an editorial board meeting at the New York Times every day?
It'd be great. There's folks sitting there in those meetings that know it's wrong. They can send it to Veritas. They can send it to InfoWars. We are ready to release it all. We are ready. Just like I take Megyn Kelly, people said, is that ethical? She's a known liar who already edited stuff about me that was fake, about Pizzagate, on Fox. I knew she was a liar, and so of course I tape her. That's totally ethical. It's legal under Texas law. I'm proud of doing it.
Why wouldn't you record it? I mean, the whole purpose of having an interview is so that there's a recorded record of it. You know, it's like your audience, you know, somebody calls you up on the phone and says, for quality control purposes, we're going to record this. Fine. For quality control purposes, I'm going to record it too. Everybody should have the same recording and compare them when they're all done. Make sure they
Well, it's sad we've gotten to that point because I've never recorded phone calls unless I'm live on air and I say, hey, we're calling your police department or whatever. We're live on air. Can you answer our questions? I've never done it, but literally she's already lied about me, selectively edited, where I said Hillary killed all these kids backing jihadis in Syria. She edited it all together to where I said Hillary was killing kids in a basement of a pizza place. And then she said, oh, I don't remember that. And I went, hold on. Then I started recording her because I knew she was a damn liar.
Well, that's what you got to do. And like us, it's the video speaks for itself. I don't care how many times they say it was taken out of context. What context does Nothing Burger have beyond?
Sure. Russ Verney, is there more coming out tomorrow or next week?
No, I think we're going to take a little hiatus through the holiday, and we'll have a little something next week, but it'll be.
It's well deserved. Russ Verney, you are amazing. Your founder. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate being on.
Wow. Project Veritas makes me proud to be an American.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars is proud to announce the CNN is Fake News Contest, an expansion of the already successful CNN is ISIS Contest. The contest is simple. $1,000 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with the CNN is Fake News sign or legible self-made t-shirt. $2,500 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with the CNN is Fake News sign or t-shirt and is also heard to say, CNN is fake news, InfoWars.com is real. You can also combine a CNN is Fake News sign with one of our CNN is ISIS t-shirts available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The intent of the contest is to encourage you, the listener, to realize that you have the power to save civilization from the criminal cabal controlling humanity and its fake news propaganda machine called CNN. The first thing to do is hammer the point to the public that CNN is fake news, which a CNN producer admitted on camera to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. We need to come together and remind the world that CNN simply regurgitates globalist propaganda thought up by multinational think tanks that is then fed to the public to suppress individual thought and run humanity into a ditch. For more contest rules, visit Infowars.com/contest. This is Kit Daniels.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So, obviously, the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, she's been gone the last month and a half, but here she is back via Skype, Leanne McAdoo. For TV viewers, there she is. I gotta say, it made me happy to see her there, so she'll be back with us more a lot soon. I asked her what she wanted to get into. She wants to get into the collapse of CNN, the Nothing Burger, the Mika Brzezinski stuff, and that's exactly where I wanted to go. So here is Mika freaking out, you know, saying all this stuff when they're the ones that started the whole thing. It's incredible. Here it is.
he picked the wrong schoolyard to come into. I have to tell you this. You know, I'm not an employee of NBC, so I'm going to go thug here, okay? I'm sorry, because Beek is a friend of ours. She's a good woman. She's a great mom. And he's a pig. He's a vulgar pig. And I find what's ironic about, you know, Michelle Obama says when they go high, we go, and when they go low, we go. When he goes low, I'm going low. You guys will take the high ground. I'm going to take the low ground. He's physically disgusting to look at. I mean, that's what I find ironic about the way he starts to always go after other people's physical attributes. So beyond the fact that he's obviously not well, and Joe and Meek have a great comment, he's clearly, forget, obviously, the obvious misogynism, the obvious vulgarity, the obvious stupidity. He's not mentally okay. And this is a man with nuclear codes. We have to start paying attention to it. And he's disgusting to look at. I know everybody's going to say, Donnie. No.
On so many levels.
Let me tell you why it's not relevant. Because enough is enough. Enough is enough with this disgusting, vulgar man. And to talk about women that way, and the irony is that I can't, you physically look like you do beyond the stupidity of it. You're a pig. You are a bully, and you are doing disgusting things to this country.
But Donnie, doesn't it lower again?
Yes,
discourse to say
for me,
what you
yes.
said about his physical appearance.
You know what? It absolutely does. And maybe it's time that we all stop tippy toeing. I'm taking the low ground here. You know what? He goes after a woman that way. He goes after a friend that way. He is a vulgar human being. He's vulgar to look at. He's disgusting the way he behaves himself as the president. And I'm sorry, I probably won't be on this show again, but sorry, put the shades back.
Please down. Bring yourself back. You discredit yourself, punk. Now, I'm going to get Leanne's take on this, but they're calling him a dictator. They're having guests on saying kill Trump. They're attacking his family. They're making all this stuff up. We're going to play some of those clips coming up. And then she says she's scared. It's kind of like when the CNN humorist came out and did the simulated chopping Trump's head off, and all he said is you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Then she said, Kathy Griffin said, I'm scared you bullied me. I mean, they attack him, they shoot congressmen, the liberals are calling for war, Michael Moore is calling for uprisings, and then Trump says, oh, they begged to meet with me. She was pathetic from her facelift, dripping blood, which is reportedly true. She shows up with some bandage on her head, and so he says this back to him, and they act like it's the end of the world, and he's this horrible-looking pig. Wow, Leanne McAdoo, great to have you back with us. Good job taking care of your grandma. Glad to hear that went well. What do you make of all this?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. It's great to be back on the show and see you. But, you know, I'm kind of enjoying being able to sit back and not have to instantly react to this political tennis match we've got going between the media and following Trump's Twitter. That's all the news. That's all anyone is talking about are his tweets and just completely ignoring so many other really important things that are going on in this country. Frankly, I wish Trump wouldn't have tweeted out about Mika's facelift. I mean, it just takes away from his achievements. It takes away from his accomplishments. It gives the media more justification to not talk about the good things
that he's
actually
doing
for this country.
I mean, you're not saying get rid of his Twitter. You're saying, no, I tend to agree with you. I mean, why didn't he celebrate the Supreme Court backing him up? Or why didn't he go out for CNN and all these fake news videos? He did. But why is he going after Mika and Psycho Joe? I know why. They've burrowed into his life. They've gotten close to his family.
Right. You know, and this is the same thing Melania Trump says. If you hit him, he's going to hit back 2 times, you know, 10 times harder. That's just how he is. He's 70 years old now. He's not going to change the way he is.
71.
At this point. Right. I mean, he is who he is. And that's why the people voted for him, because they appreciate that he doesn't hold any punches. And you know exactly what you're going to get with him.
Well, let me say this then. You've been there in Florida. You take care of your grandma. You also spent some time in Europe just the last month or so, not being in the InfoWars pressure cooker, taking the sabbatical, which you certainly deserve. I want one too. What would you say about the state of the world right now?
Well, obviously, what an incredible month for me to just keep quiet. I mean, so many tragic things happened over the last month and a half, of course, many big things. Something that was really impressed upon me when I was in Portugal, I would talk to so many people, so many different people from Germany, the UK, Portuguese people as well, Spain. Everyone instantly, where are you from? Texas. Oh, who'd you vote for? Everyone wants to talk about politics. And what I found really frustrating is that everyone is getting their international news, you know, our U.S. news from CNN. So they're getting a perspective of the United States and the American people
filtered through CNN, which is basically pushing this message that Trump only won because Americans are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, impeach, impeach. And that's what they kept.
Which asking. Shows CNN is the most anti-American broadcasting system that's just sick.
They're so anti-American. And so, but people don't realize that on the outside. They think we're the free world over here. We've got this free press. And that was what I just kept trying to explain to them. That's no longer true. All of our main media outlets where we used to get our information vital to our nation is now being filtered through these papers and media outlets that are owned by either a single person, or a corporation, people that don't like the president, that actively worked against him and getting Hillary Clinton elected. And they're all upset that those efforts failed.
Well, that's my next question.
They want Trump out.
You've got Zuckerberg, you've got the CIA, you've got the kingpin, Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin. It's all these globalists, the ultra rich against Trump and America. Doesn't the left get their siding with the establishment?
Right. Well, that's the thing that's funny is that now they're anti-government and they're pushing all the conspiracy theories. It's really funny how that has kind of flipped around where they were really trying to push that message that these anti-government folks are really dangerous to the democracy, but now it's them. I think it's really interesting that they're taking Trump's latest tweet and now trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. That's their big thing that they're going to do and say, well, he's clearly unfit to be the president.
And by the way, Stone got that from high-level sources 2 months ago and broke it. That's what Mika and that's what Psycho Joe are saying is he's mentally ill. I mean, the guy, that guy has incredible stamina at like 1 a.m. The guy sleeps 4 hours. He really does. He's so smart. Just when I personally talk to him, he finishes my sentences. And so to claim at 71, he is senile or mentally ill is the opposite. So they can say he's senile, mentally ill, but he can't say Mika has a low IQ.
Right. Or they can sit there and make fun of his tiny hands. For whatever reason, that seems to be their favorite insult. Or talk about how he's overweight and how we need to get his blood pressure tested and make sure he's not eating too much fast food. I mean, they're constantly making fun of his appearance. But if, God forbid, he says something about someone else, that's all the news. And there's actually a recent a chart from the Media Research Center kind of analyzing the amount of coverage that ABC, CBS, and NBC were giving to Russia, almost 400 minutes in the last month on these evening newscasts about Russia, 5 minutes to our jobs and economy, 5 minutes to tax reform. No, I'm sorry, less than 1 minute on tax reform, infrastructure spending. All of these things are completely being ignored while they are whipping up this nothing burger, which is this Russiagate controversy.
I think sure, and 91 to 90, right, exactly, and the 91 to 93% of the coverage, Harvard admits, Yale admits in two different studies, one says 91, one says 93. I mean, it's more like 99. It is all negative. So just ask yourself, what is he doing that makes him so mad? But you said something really important that I've meant to address. So I've seen it online. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it in a bunch of newspapers. They go, oh, Jones hated the government and wanted a violent uprising until Trump got in. Well, A, I didn't hate the government. I didn't want a violent uprising. Our country was totally run by globalists. As soon as we got somebody in that actually tried to actually make the decisions and get power back to the American people, of course I support that. I'm not some loser that just wants to sit back as a permanent person complaining. I want to make things better. I'm a father. I'm a citizen. I'm a human. So it adds more credibility that when the police start doing a better job and when the military steps up and when citizens step up and when Trump does a better job, when Trump bombs the fake Syrian, deal and they're trying to false flag him into a war, I say, that's bad, Trump. And then Trump responds 3 days later and says, we're not going to do this. So I see him as so responsive is what's, I just can't believe how much good he's done, quite frankly, Leanne. And just imagine if Hillary was in, what it would be like.
Oh, every day I think about that. And here now I'm living in Florida and I'm surrounded by a bunch of elderly people who are quite progressive. They come down here from New York and other places. And of course, they want to talk about politics. And it's so easy for me to say to them, well, I'm much happier with the Trump than I would have been with Hillary Clinton. And none of them can argue with the fact that she was a terrible candidate. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, if you think Trump's such a bad guy, well, your candidate lost to him. So that speaks volumes about what a terrible candidate she was. And then just the fact that we're overlooking all of the corruption and the collusion and things that went into trying to get her elected. I mean, there's so many things that are not being addressed because we're being forced to ping pong back and forth. The nation is being forced. Those people who turn into mainstream media are being forced to just constantly pivot back and forth between the media versus Trump. And they're not getting any information that's actually serving them. That's why you have a lot of Democratic leaders, they're kind of calling on their people to stop pushing this Russia thing because Trump taking us out of the Paris Climate Accord, they weren't prepared for that. They didn't have any response for that because they hadn't been rallying up their protesters and rallying up their troops to even think about that Paris Treaty. They had nothing to say about it. So
my next question. How can they be calling to kill Trump, murder Trump, hashtag hunt Trump, Democratic officials? They're actually trying to organize this. Then they turn around and say, it's Trump's fault Congressman Scalise got shot.
Right. And you would think after something like that, where we're actually seeing political violence now festering up and people are actually now actively getting violent with their political rhetoric. They're taking it now to the streets. You would think, okay, are they going to tone it down a little? No, you have Chris Matthews talking about Trump needing to take out Jared Kushner, get rid of his son-in-law. I mean, it's dangerous.
And that makes me support Kushner now. I don't think Kushner's a bad guy, but I know he's been reportedly leaking to or talking to Scarborough. He should know Scarborough's not his friend.
Right.
Leanne, let me ask you this because it's a big spectacle. And I haven't, you know, talked to except for some text messages and a couple calls in the last month or 5 weeks. You took care of your grandma and went to Europe. Well-deserved time. But be honest. I mean, obviously, I look like hell, bad lighting. I need to lose some weight again. I've kind of been slacking. But the editing of a stammering, mindless Alex Jones, the Megyn Kelly, was it the right decision to do the interview? I mean, I did it because I was going to, you know, obviously try to expose the hit piece. It blew up in her face to a certain extent. People agree that we came out on the better side, but I don't think it's because I'm that good. I think it's that she's that bad and the dinosaur media is in such crisis. But correct me if I'm wrong. What is your real analysis of that?
Well, I was really glad that you did the interview. I thought it was definitely going to be a hit piece, but I was willing to give her a chance because I did, you know, respect Megyn Kelly. And I, you know, you used to say, oh, don't worry about her. You can be better than her or whatever. I looked up to her. So I was giving her a chance to see if she
Lynn, be you are a million times better than Megyn Kelly. Please, for God's sakes, stop it. You're like a super smart girl next door that's awesome. Megyn Kelly was very robotic. I'll just tell you this. She's very attractive physically. I had zero attraction to her, though. I don't mean that mean. It was like there wasn't a woman there. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's definitely sort of toughened up and changed a lot. I think she took a lot of heat for giving Trump those pretty hard-hitting debate questions initially. And, you know, you asked me this at the time as a woman. You know, I thought she handled it pretty well. And frankly, at the time, he did say those things. And she was brave enough to say, well, if you're going to be the president, respond to this. But she got a lot of flack for that, which, you know, understandably so. So I was interested to see, would she be fair? Would she be balanced? Would she really actually allow people to see who Alex Jones is and why he's so important, why he has so much reach. But of course, it turned into a hit piece. And I was just really glad that you guys recorded it because I know that that's not something that we've ever done. And
I was about to say, because folks are now saying I'm recording everything. Have we ever recorded somebody surreptitiously?
No. No, and that's where we always joke about it because, I mean, obviously there's cameras all over the place. But, you know, this is not something that you're... You know that there's going to be a hit piece, so you just kind of take it in stride and give them your honest, authentic Alex Jones, and they'll spin it and do whatever. But, you know, I just don't think they were expecting to have her just so blatantly lying, have that recorded and blow up in her face. And to me, it's like, really? Alex Jones will be the one thing that finally undoes Megyn Kelly? I mean, that was incredible to see.
I don't think it's that. I just think that the public sees us as honest, which we are. We make mistakes. We'll tell people. Here's an example. The headline said Playboy reporter in the Daily Mail confronts, you know, press secretary in outburst, but he was with a syndicate paper. he wasn't a Playboy. So I'm going, look at this dumbass Playboy reporter. And then later I'm watching at night and it's going, syndicate news columnist. So, I mean, we make mistakes like that, but it's like little stuff like that. With them, we don't have the time and energy to lie. We're like live. We're really saying what we think. There's no teleprompters. With them, they'd spent 2 weeks manipulating this thing. And my problem is we have all the audio. Rob News is like, dude, I've been working on this like 50 hours and I can't put it out because it takes hours to go back through all the audio, find what you said, then match up the points. It's going to come out soon. It's just, it's insane. She would take, we've got edits of hers, Leanne, that are four different clips over an hour and a half. You understand? They would take over an hour and a half, four things I said. That's why even mainstream media admitted it was jump cuts, because it would like go, and I do this, and then it would cut back to her and like cut to a wide shot and all this, because they were literally like taking, you know, a news article and cutting out each word like a refrigerator game.
Right.
And then like rearranging them. I mean, it's that bad. So right. Here's the question. Why do they think they could get away with that?
Well, and I'm also curious how much of that last minute scrambling editing took place once you released the piece and kind of scooped Megyn Kelly. I wonder how much they went back and tried to edit more to make you look really bad and really villainous. So that might not have even been the original piece that they were working on. But then once she got scooped, then they were like, okay, well, now we really have to hit him.
You know, so that's a good point, because she said don't worry. Other folks have taken it over at NBC. It's going to be much worse on Alex.
Right. Yeah, I mean, people have to understand it's all edited, it's all filtered through a biased channel, and then you can see him take your clips, mash them up.
Wait till we release this. I mean, I actually think the fact we did this on purpose, I think waiting until everybody's kind of forgotten about it, then releasing pieces of this selective editing is going to be devastating. Leanne McAdoo is our guest.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
We got two more segments left with Leanne McAdoo. It's great to see her face via the Skype. She's been on sabbatical taking care of her grandmother and taking some time off. She'll be doing reporting for us and more, though, coming up very, very soon. But she deserves more time off. She did have the whole summer off, but she's texted me a few weeks ago and said, I'm ready to come back on. A lot of stuff going on. So it's great to have her here with us. We're going to be launching a lot of new shows soon. So who knows? Leanne may have her own broadcast or her own. There she is. Thumbs up. Her own broadcast, her own system. So a lot of exciting things happen. We always do what we say. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But Leanne, I used to go watch Hollywood movies and kind of the old archetypes where only a few people stood up and took action and saved the day. And I always thought, that's to make little people feel small. But the truth is, little people doing little things together moves mountains. But it is individuals like yourself and others that do take the heat, like James O'Keefe and Matt Drudge and countless others, that we should celebrate. Because I was just talking to Rob New during the break. If it wasn't for InfoWars, and a lot of other groups and people as well, but InfoWars particularly, Hillary Clinton would be in office right now. They were sure of it. They stole six states, tried to steal five others. I keep going back to that. It's not about worshiping Trump. He's got his own problems. The next segment, we'll talk about those and get your critique. But just look at the howling anger of the corrupt elites. Why do you think they're so upset?
I mean, it's just pretty incredible to me. We were seeing just the total globalist takeover. I'm pretty defeated, I've got to say, up until the election night.
You were getting depressed, and I told you, Leanne, I said, don't get depressed, we're going to win.
I was like, we're done, there's no way. Hillary Clinton, you know, she's got the witchcraft way of life. She probably cast a few spells and boiled a few live cats. I thought for sure she was going to be the wicked witch ruling over our country. But, it was difficult to celebrate even when Trump got in, because I knew they were not going to just allow that to happen. They weren't going to slink away quietly under their rock. We knew that this civil unrest was coming. We've been talking about the fact that that it's just right there, a boiling point for civil unrest. But how incredible that it is being stoked by our elected representatives, by our media. They're celebrating this resist movement, that the entertainers are now moving in and pushing this resist movement. It's just incredible to watch that they hate our country that much that they want us to destroy each other. And they're like stoking the fire. It's just incredible. Yep. That she could have been our wicked witch in charge.
And archetypally, the wicked witch is threatened by the young goddess. If you actually study the archetypes here, that's why the feminists want to dominate women, because it's that power they want to control and direct that, because the way women go, so goes the society.
I agree with that. And, you know, we were talking a little earlier about just how they are editing things and splicing things together. But the thing that's so important, and they're kind of doing a lot of analysis on this now, your original tweet will go out and it gets 10,000 retweets and likes. And then you issue the correction and it gets maybe 4 retweets, 3 likes. The thing that's already stuck into the collective consciousness is that misinformation. And now it's almost getting to the point where you think the misinformation is being put out on purpose initially. And then, we'll issue a retraction later.
Well, that's it. That's it.
See it. And then they don't even have to alert their readers to the fact, for instance, with the Washington Post and all of their anonymous sources, their intelligence sources say that they have a $600 million contract with these intelligence agencies. I mean, this is obviously a conflict of interest. People aren't getting true information, and our entire country is running around buck wild on this misinformation. It's pretty scary state we're in.
That's right. But just because these folks have little intelligence badges and are in intelligence, facilities, the public has all the power they have as well and more. And that's why we're going to win. America is coming back no matter what they do. We'll be back in 70 seconds, fourth hour, with Leanne McAdoo, Mike Cernovich, and more. It is so good to see Leanne's face. I mean, she's my friend. I really like Leanne, but let me tell you, I really miss her. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars host and analyst, taking a sabbatical this summer. Take care of her grandma, but she's already back with us. Can't extinguish that fire. Boy, I tell you, she deserves that time off. I want to take a couple months off myself, but the fight is so intense. That's why we're getting all these other talk show hosts, all these other people on air, building a major network, because then I can not cut back being on air. My problem is I get so obsessed with it, and so obsessed with it, it just takes over my mind. And then you stare into the abyss, you become the abyss. And, you know, I know Leanne would get depressed looking at all this news, knowing how real it was. But we see things starting to turn the corner. Leanne, in the 4 minutes we've got left, what are other points you'd like to talk about?
Well, I know a lot of people are really concerned with what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act. And Trump's actually tweeted, just repeal it all together. If you can't put together a replacement, just get rid of it. So, of course, this is the next thing this week that he's literally going to kill millions of Americans.
But it's designed to make the whole healthcare plan fail.
Right.
I mean, the current plan is a scam.
Well, look at what's going on with this 10-month-old Charlie Gard. Now, this is the baby. He has a very rare disease, a mitochondrial disease, and his family was able to raise almost $2 million so that he could get some experimental treatment to the United States. But they have the European Court of Human Rights says, no, we were not going to let you take him to get this experimental testing. We're not going to allow you to fly to the U.S. to do this. We're taking him off life support and letting your child die with dignity.
That's right. They have the money. And so they want to set the precedent that they're going to not let you give medical treatment to your child.
Right. And this family just wants to see if perhaps they can give some a better quality of life to their child. This is,
The truth is, Leanne, the EU is totally run by globalists. They want to block a lot of experimental stuff because they already know it works. They don't want the public. Most of this stuff's 20, 30 years old. I've talked to people involved in MD Anderson, you name it. They don't want these tests to get done because they know this stuff works and all these advanced technologies then will be discovered.
Yeah, and this isn't even assisted suicide. I mean, this is euthanasia, and they're okay with this type of thing here. And I know we've talked about death panels and we're made fun of for that kind of thing, but this is, there's so many people in this country right now that think the government needs to take care of them for everything. And just take a look at what's going on there in Europe if you want to see what that looks like. You give all the power to the government to take care of you. I mean, it's absurd. People
well, they allow all these chimeras and stuff, but they've got a mitochondrial treatment. They go, oh, it might mutate. But they're doing, oh, okay, so it might mutate. We're not putting animal genes into this baby.
No, they're totally fine creating a baby out of the thigh material so that the baby can be created without a man. It's created with just two women. Or they're totally fine with creating a baby with three parents. But, you know, if you want to take your child to get some experimental therapy that could improve his quality of life, no, we can't. That's too crazy. That's too far. We can gender reassign your 7-year-old, you know, it hasn't even gone through puberty yet.
Sure,
that's
it's
okay.
An agenda. They don't want, because I know about this treatment, and they have actually tested it. They don't want the stuff that's known to work, and that's what they're so scared about. Anything else is fine. Just don't let us actually do genetic treatments that are safe and work.
Right. And the fact that this family has raised all this money, there's so many people who are concerned and just want to help this family. So now this just happened today. They took the the boy off his assisted life support. So we'll have to see what happens. But now the family said they're going to donate all that money to other families dealing with this disease so that they can try to help those families. But I mean, this, they fought so hard for baby Charlie and to just have that government there say, nope, he needs to die.
Why are they making the decision? If the U.S. government will let him do it, why would they say, oh, it's just incredible. Leanne McAdoo, I know you're going to be doing reports for us, more on the field, coming back to Austin some too. Very exciting. You are awesome. It is so good to see your face.
Good to see you too, Alex, and all the crew. I miss you guys.
Well, Leanne, we miss you too, and you're awesome. Michael Cernovich is coming up with a Robert Kiyosaki bombshell. Thank you so much, Leanne.
The tide is turning in the witch hunt aimed at President Donald Trump. After being right about rigged elections, fake news, and the travel ban, the unrelenting persecution of our president is actually starting to yield some fruit for the Drain the Swamp movement. After Trump trolled James Comey into admitting he leaked and Loretta Lynch intervened in the Clinton email probe, the investigations are now aimed at the Democrats. John Podesta had a secret hearing on Tuesday. Loretta Lynch will soon be called to a hearing. Susan Rice will have to answer for unmasking. And Bernie Sanders and his wife are being investigated by the FBI for bank fraud. And now Republican senators want answers on the FBI Russia probe in regard to surveillance. Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham are leading the way in searching for answers on the procedures taken and by whom to issue surveillance requests because of the Russian probe. What could this possibly turn up as the world awaits answers from Barack Obama as to why it was he that interfered with the Russian investigation, not President Trump? Stay tuned for more of the implosion of the left at Infowars.com. This is Owen Schroyer.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
You are either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And your host in the fourth hour, that has just kind of been our training wheels area, not that Mike Cernovich needs it. Before I'm getting the people hired, I'm putting it in place, I'm getting the clock set up, I'm contacting our radio affiliates and saying, hey, by the middle of July, David Knight will host a three-hour radio show leading up to 11 a.m. Central. So from 8, 9, 10, 11, from 8 in the morning until 11, you will have David Knight. I don't know the name of the show yet. We've got the clock. We've got the intros getting ready. That's going to happen. Then Mike Cernovich is going to come on at 3 o'clock Central, and we'll at least host an hour of it, but it'll be a roundtable so that it will then segue into others, because a lot of our main anchors are so busy they can't do 3-4 hours a day. So it'll be kind of, a lot of these will be roundtable shows. Night can hold 3 hours a day. So concerned about easily, but they only want to host an hour or two a day. Same thing with Roger Stone. He'll be coming on at 9 at night till midnight central. He'll host an hour and a half or so, but then he'll be with Owen Schroyer, who will then segue into clips and other guests. So these are going to be shows hosted by two people that then have generally, at least for an hour, a gallery of other guests, your calls, clips. But mainly it's so we're live on air with breaking news as it happens. And I intend by the end of 2017, I can't believe we're saying that, in the year 2017, the second American Revolution went into high gear as patriots using information warfare techniques and the weapon of truth took on the globalists and began to win. This is a chronicle of the 21st century war to restore the new renaissance in the American century. That's what's happening. But I'm involved in all of it, obviously. The branding, which is the truth. People say, how do I brand stuff? What is the truth of history? And then that's what we brand. I'm not coming up with any of this. I'm actually looking at what's happened to humans before and bringing it back with a 21st century mix. So this is a big deal. The globalists are going to launch counteroffensives. They're going to get violent. Michael Moore is calling for uprisings. But people know the MSM's out to get them. They know they're liars. They know they work for foreign powers. They know they want to make you poor. In fact, we've had a lot of great folks sending in graphics. One of them is CNN is a terrorist organization. That's Mike Cernovich's idea a month ago. Now we've seen dozens of people peacefully take over national TV and expose it. We're going to tweet that out in the next hour. They terrorize our freedom. CNN is fake news. We've only paid out like 15 grand of the 200,000. So CNN is terrorist. CNN is fake news. But they've had all these people throwing fits and freaking out and getting upset and CNN saying it's dangerous. Stop saying it. You're saying kill people. You're having guests on saying the guy that shot the cops and the congressman wasn't an evil person. You're the one saying hashtag hunt Republicans. All we're doing is saying you're a bunch of trash. Just like Trump says, Mika's begged to come meet with me. So is this other guy. Give me a break. She shows up all bleeding from, you know, facelifts. Get out of my way. They go, oh, we're scared. Kathy Griffin, kill the president. He says, you know, that's despicable what you did. Oh, you were mean to me. And actually fake cries like a 3-year-old who gets caught, you know, doing something bad. And they do that fake cry. Mike Cernovich taking over, my friend. Wow. What is it like for you to see the further implosion of CNN? The rest of the media rallying around to try to prop it up. The total hysteria, the ghost dance they've gone into. What do you make of this?
Well, I wanted to break a story real quick. I wasn't able to break it when you had me on Monday because I have to embargo a lot of this stuff. So there was a big story right now. We found out about Rex Tillerson, Brian Hook, and Margaret Petterlein. Rex Tillerson, some of us might remember, the State Department secretly lifted the ban on refugees. There was a New York Times article about this about a month ago.
That's so right, countermanding Trump, not just courts rebelling with the Supreme Court slapped down on Monday, but we're talking about beyond that. We're talking about rebellion inside the State Department. Go ahead.
Right. So I found out that the State Department had lifted the ban on refugees. They were going to let in at least 50,000. And we thought it was Brian Hook. So what a lot of people don't realize, there's this guy, Brian Hook, who shouldn't be a very high level person. He is actually meeting with foreign dignitaries. He is holding court. And you can this is like an open secret
and
now.
Tell folks his pedigree. It's globalist.
And he was a never Trumper. So he was a never Trumper, a story broken by Alex Pfeiffer and John Huddleston, I think, of Foreign Policy back when it happened. So this never Trumper, Brian Hook, got hired in the State Department, and he is meeting with foreign dignitaries. That is an open secret right now. It's the talk of D.C., talk of the town. You're not going to find that political, though, because they're happy that a never Trumper is meeting with foreign dignitaries. He's acting like he is
so
now.
So you began to expose that. Now, what are your sources saying?
So apparently there was some pushback from Stephen Miller about this refugee lifting. So they and I texted Nico the article, too, about how they secretly lifted the ban on refugees behind Trump's back. Well, Brian Hook had done that. And it turns out now Rex Tillerson is on board with Brian Hook's plan. Tillerson now wants to let in 100,000 new refugees in a year.
All right, so this is huge. We've given him benefit of the doubt. You're saying from your White House sources, Rex Tillerson hasn't been blindsided. Rex Tillerson is involved in bringing in Islamicists. That brings me to the OECD that set up the current takeover of Europe. They're saying just get used to it. We need these Muslims to basically pay European Social Security. So they decided to repopulate us, not with Latin Americans, Africans, or Asians, which would be fine, but with radical Muslims. That makes no sense, but that's what they're announcing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so initially, I thought it was Brian Hook who lifted the ban, and indeed it was Brian Hook, but I found out there was a meeting in the Oval Office. President Trump was present there. Stephen Miller was. Tillerson was there. Rex Tillerson went on a rampage and said, I'm not going to listen to some 31-year-old Stephen Miller. Why do you think you know so much? We need to start taking in more refugees or there'll be more terrorism in America.
But you bring in Islamicists and that's what causes the attack. So, wow. So you're talking to folks that were in the meeting and Tillerson sounds like he's a Soros operative.
So Tillerson, we don't know what happened with him. He started off actually being okay. And we thought it was Margaret Petterlein and Brian Hook, who they essentially are running. That actually should be a much bigger story than it is. Brian Hook, never Trumper, totally unqualified for the job, is acting as a de facto secretary of state. He's having meetings with foreign dignitaries, having meetings with heads of state. We're talking, you know, countries like India. They have to go and kiss the ring of Brian Hook, who was a never Trumper. And I thought, you know, what's going on? Because we thought Tillerson was okay. Well, it turns out, though, Tillerson has now been persuaded by, I don't know, McMaster or whoever, that if we don't let in 100,000 of Muslim refugees a year, then that's going to radicalize Muslims to commit terrorism. So now Tillerson has a massive plan to double the number of refugees being let in, essentially going back to
Obama. By the way, if that sounds like it doesn't make sense, Erdogan played the part of the nice Muslim like Turkey did, even though it was the former head of the Ottoman Empire. They got Europe to take in the last decade 5 million Turks, okay, at least. And so now he wants to come in and direct them politically. He's threatened a jihad to, quote, burn down every city through his ambassador to the EU if they don't accept it. Germany finally stood up and said, okay, you can't come here and give a speech. That was today. So this is the model. The Muslim groups say, if you don't let us on the New York Federal Reserve Board, if you don't let us get all these government contracts, if you don't let us come in and do all this, if you don't let in a certain number, we're going to attack you now, which is just what my Pentagon sources told me years ago. And I said, we're being held hostage by rich Muslims threatening to activate terror cells if we don't let more in. So then we're going to let even more in, where it's well over these boats, 90% male. They keep saying it's 80% in the UN's numbers. That's crazy. Hey, go ahead and blow stuff up. We're not going to be held hostage. We're certainly going to take more of you in. This is the most idiotic equation. The truth is, our elites are being paid off by Saudi Arabia and the Islamicists. What else are your White House sources saying?
Well, Tillerson now is a full-on globalist. Again, I don't know if he was bribed by somebody or somebody threatened his family or what happened, but what we...
Because he did fight globalism back in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, so they're back in. And so there's a nasty fight, nasty infighting. Tillerson is, again, he wants to go back to the Obama administration era of the refugee resettlement policy. That's a Tillerson thing. Brian Hook.
Let me ask you this. Why does the OECD, which again is the original big globalist system that took over Europe, why is it and the UN obsessed with, quote, repopulating us with Muslims when statistically highest rates of welfare, super high rates of crime, pimping, sex slavery. I mean, if you want to statistically bring in people, Mexicans are like 50 times better. I mean, let's admit it. An average Mexican worker ends up paying more taxes, doing more work than the average third generation American. I don't want to say Americans are lazy like the leftists say, but statistically living in the lap of luxury makes you lazy. I don't care what color you are. A third generation Mexican is as lazy as anybody else, as white people. But why would we bring in Brazilians or even Nigerians or people from Asia? Why wouldn't we bring in Chinese if we're going to bring in Muslims? What is going on here?
Yeah, and why not bring in South African farmers who are being slaughtered
pushed
in
out of
South
the land.
Africa, right? There's why didn't we bring in more Ukrainians when, you know, they were having that problem in the Crimea? It's definitely an anti-Christian thing. There's really no question about it. They don't want to bring in anybody who's Christian. They want to, it's the same reason they want to take out Assad.
That's it. They want to bring in Muslims because they're not Christian.
Exactly. It's a war on Christians.
Because it's not even a color issue. They don't want Christians. You just said it.
Yeah. And that's what people have to understand. Once you understand, the same thing with from the Middle East. Why don't we take, you know, me personally, if we're going to take in refugees or migrants or whatever you want to call them, well, why don't we take in good Christian families?
Take Syria. Roughly 20% was Christian. If you do the math, it was like 0.000 something. Out of 3,000 people, they bring in one Christian.
Exactly. So that says it all, really. It isn't a color thing, a race thing. It's not a country thing, because we could bring in intact Christian families from Syria or from Jordan or from Afghanistan or Iraq. Christians need not apply. It is a war on Christianity, and anybody who can't see that is ignoring everything that's right in front of their face.
Cernovich, you always boil it down. You really are amazing, because that's hiding in plain view. It's an anti-Christian move. Attacks on Christians have quadrupled. Something like 70% of all religious attacks in the world are against Christians. And then our government goes in and puts the most radical, crazy, woman-raping, slaving, sex-slaving, pedophile Al-Qaeda in charge, and ISIS. And then we just go along with it. The good news is it caused a rebellion in our military. It caused a rebellion in the Senate. It caused a rebellion in law enforcement. And I think that's why people finally had the decision they had to join the Republic, was because you can't just sell out to this like Boss Hogg and, you know, there's some power structure that owns stuff, but you're okay. I mean, I would fight that because I'm a moral guy, but I wouldn't fight to the death. I wouldn't be like 18 hours a day. It's that it's existential. It's Satanist allied with Islam and a bunch of scum wanting to totally enslave everybody. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, I don't get to take days off, man. You know, I was doing all these events in D.C. and people go, man, you look really tired. And I go, I'm not going to lie to you. I am tired because I have to go every day because they're trying to murder us every day. When you have an enemy army trying to murder you every day, you have to get up and you have to fight every day. There's no choice. It's a life or death war.
Well, I'm going to have you take over. I skipped this break because I'm cutting into your time. You got a lot to cover, but you always invite me on. Mike, very soon we're going to have your own transmission. But Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He sold more than like 100 million books last time I checked. Really good friends with Trump, co-authored several books with Trump. And I know it was really Kiyosaki actually said I should get Trump on and then made contacts and Trump came on, not because of Stone, but Kiyosaki. But he was in Black Ops in Vietnam. He flew Cobra gunships, but did a lot more behind the scenes. And he has now, just in this time of reflection, this time of truth coming out, the enemy's intensifying lies, we're intensifying truth. He talked to Millie Weaver and the great producer and camera man, Gavin. And this is an excerpt of what's going to air on the nightly news tonight, of where he warns President Trump. And just to make that point, he points out who's really bringing the drugs in. So here's a guy taking a lot of risk to his own life to tell you what he was involved in, Robert Kiyosaki.
This is Robert Kiyosaki for Infowars.com.
Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. We're here in Bozeman, Montana at the Red Pill Expo with a very special person. Now, he was one of the speakers. This is Robert Kiyosaki. Right. So you said you know President Trump, and it seems like you knew him pretty well. What can you tell us about him?
Well, first of all, he and I wrote two books together. I'm the only other person that shared the cover, and we're supposed to write the third book, except I said, hey, it's time to write the third book. He goes, I'm sorry, I'm running for office. I said, good luck. So I feel for my friend Donald. He's a great man. He has the same disease I have, foot and mouth. Or tweet and mouth, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Tweet and mouth.
Everybody said, well, stop tweeting. So, well, it's Donald. And people look at it as what, it too kufuful or something he wrote, he tweeted. At the same time, he went to NATO, and he said to NATO, pay up. You guys are not paying your bills. Then he went to Saudi Arabia and says, let's kick ISIS's butt. You know, that's the kind of leader he is. But the press never covers that. And we're after Trump for firing the FBI director. And we all know the FBI is a little tainted also. The CIA, I mean, I know a little bit about the CIA because as a Marine pilot, I was recruited by them to fly trucks. And I don't do drugs. I'm pretty straight.
Yeah.
So anyway, our whole system is suspect right now. It's all these bureaucrats and people with their hands in the pot. And the question I ask all over the world, it's all over the world, why does a politician go into office poor and leave rich? Why does that happen? That's corruption. But nobody says anything about that. They get Trump for some goofy thing, you know? And the trouble with the special prosecutor, because I know, because I've had one of them on my butt, This is the thing I'm afraid of, because Trump's my friend. They'll find something. You know, when I was guilty, I got accused of in the Marine Corps, and they came and they started unturning over the rocks. Oh, my God. Because all the things I did, I thought I got away with. I didn't get away with. I just pled guilty and just got off. Get off, you know. I was never. They let everything go. But my concern for my friend, the president, is they're going to find something. And it doesn't make a difference what they find. They will find something.
Man, we got to get Robert to a soft spot routinely. I'm not bragging, but he's like reached out to get on, and then it kind of breaks down. He's busy. We're busy. We should have that guy on every week. So Robert Kiyosaki, suddenly, 100 million books sold or more, he comes out and says, I ran drugs for the CIA. I mean, that's just the signal that the answer is the leak. The answer is the whistleblower. The answer is the real people that did all this because they believe it was for greater good. He's like, I flew drugs in. You're going to get Trump for claiming some made-up crap? No. Go ahead and take over, Mike Cernovich. We love you.
Yeah, no, and think about how desperate they are, too, is the freaking the Daily Beast wrote an article trying to claim that people are trying to say that people are on Mars or whatever. The fake news media is just so unbelievably desperate. It does blow my mind every
by the
day.
By the way, I didn't say that. I had a guest on who said they may have tried that. The point was, and I said, no, I don't agree with that, but they're doing animal-human chimeras. And then the media makes jokes about that, which is admitted.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. It's just another, like, big lie. You know, another scam. What can we say? But that's how desperate they are. And it's why I enjoy when those are, because they even mentioned me in the article and they lied about me. And I like that they do that because it shows how desperate they are.
It shows the bad guys don't like us. So let me ask you this, because I got to ask you before I go. I'm going to be watching, obviously, as I work around the office. What do you make of the CNN Veritas stuff? I mean, it just gets the Megyn Kelly and the stuff you did. Now this, it's just, doesn't it feel good to know you're there and that the Drudge is there and then folks like Project Veritas? I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, I was getting texts from friends who are actually liberals, and they go, man, you must be having a party with all the CNN blows, because the CNN is ISIS thing. By the way, I got a message from somebody. She had actually said that she received her check and she had a medical procedure. It was going to help pay for that procedure. So she wanted me to tell you, you know, thank you for that and everything about
that. Well, I cracked the whip yesterday and it's my fault. I launched these promos and kind of put one guy on another guy and then trying to get the people and pay them. But we always do it. The guy in England, his check's being sent out today. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. That's where people, they say, where's my check? And it's like, there's a lot of people who did it and people are getting to it. So yeah, she received it, was really happy. And that's what is a collective like body blow. One thing after another. Scaramucci was going to sue CNN because they lied about him.
It's like metaphysical. CNN comes out and says, oh, you know, you edit your videos, Veritas, which they don't. And then it comes out that they're the ones editing. Sorry. Go back to Scaramucci.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the beauty of it is that they're falling into a trap where they're saying, well, why would anybody trust an edited video? And I'm saying, you're playing into our hands with that. So James is actually, O'Keefe was a great, you know, great patriot. He is exposing them and they're saying, well, you edited videos and how dare you use edited videos? Exactly our point. So anytime now they do a hit piece on one of us, I have that clip of Anderson Cooper and Van Jones where they go, who would trust an edited video? And I go, I'm going to save that one locked and loaded. Next time they come after me, I'm just going to say, well, according to Van Jones, you can't trust CNN because the video's edited.
They're, as the New York Post says, really hurting right now. But I always have found, even if the bad guy starts the fight, I get him down. It's once I actually knocked him on his ass, I got to get ready for the real fight. And I think, though, you know, we knocked him down hard, but we got to get ready to really put him down permanent.
Well, and we'll never put them down permanently. I mean, that's where people go wrong is in life.
Enemy keeps coming back, but I mean, that's what I mean. We need to break their back.
Oh, we have to keep pushing our advantage. We can't give them any mercy. We have to keep catching them slipping, keep hitting them hard. But the good thing now is there's a, you know, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a great book about the tipping point, and we've reached a tipping point now. Due to influencers and network nodes and everything, the idea is how does a pandemic or an epidemic spread? And then you have patient zero, right? Well,
That's what the CNN guy called us, was a virus. They understand that we are a virus to their system. Don't they get, they're already done?
Well, exactly. That's why I was being careful with the metaphor, because I don't want to say you're a virus, but you were the patient zero. You were the person who began spreading the idea that they are fake news, and to call them fake news and to call them ISIS. And Brian Stelter in his column even said Alex Jones is calling us ISIS, and this is a terrible thing. And so that's how deep the penetration is. The pandemic has spread now. The epidemic has spread, and CNN doesn't know what to do.
Mike Cernovich, straight ahead on Alex Jones. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. By the way, all of you are the virus of returning life.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Russian Senator Alexia Pushkov warns that the U.S. is preparing a false flag provocation as a pretext to launch a military assault on Syria. Responding to a CNN report that the U.S. has ships and aircraft in place to strike Syria, Pushkov cautioned that this could be the precursor to a staged incident. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, posted on Twitter the other day, "Any further attacks done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad." The ambassador right there referring to the mass murder of civilians, including children, during the April 2017 chemical weapons attack. An incident that most experts and investigators outside the mainstream believe was a false flag terror attack carried out by Western powers. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We want your soul. We want your soul.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Your thoughts, your fears.
Welcome back, Mike Cernovich. It's the fourth hour. As a lot of you know, CNN has multi-billion dollar backing. That is what cracks me up when all these news people cry about Alex or me or James O'Keefe or anybody. These are massive, mega, multinational, billion-dollar corporations. And then they act like we're the threat. When they outnumber us and they outgun us. They outnumber us probably 100-1. We are the insurgency. We are the resistance. And you are part of the resistance when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy the products. Now, the great thing about the InfoWars products, and there is a July 4th special There is free shipping. There's a July 4th special. The good products are back. You're going to be at the beach. You're going to be outside. It's going to be hot and sunny. You want to use the Emmerich's Essential Sunscreen, which is sold under another label at stores everywhere. That is why I love and they go, oh my God. Oh my God. They sell products at InfoWars. Yeah. The same products that you can go buy at stores like Trader Joe's, at stores like Whole Foods, the same natural organic products that you need anyway for being on the beach. If you're outside mowing the lawn, I remember as a kid mowing the lawn and then you would come in with the big bad farmer's tan on your neck and everything. That is not good for you, especially the men listening here. You need to wear sunscreen. That is a major, major skin cancer risk. And most of the sunscreen you buy from Target, Walmart, and other big supermarkets is actually toxic. But the Emmerich's Essentials is the all-natural stuff that you need this weekend. That's how you support the InfoWars store. Again, it's a win-win. You need the products. You want the products. You want the free shipping. It's July 4th. This is how you fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com is to where you get it because the resistance is big. CNN, for example, they got into a lot of trouble because they faked a story. They faked a story about an investigation into Anthony Scaramucci. They made a mistake because Scaramucci is a very well-connected, wealthy, successful real estate investor, done private equity deals, big private equity deals. He's a great entrepreneur, and they lied about him. Three people were fired. But as this fantastic article that appeared at the Federalist.com shows, this was not just a random act of fake news violence. I think we're going to use that. This was an act of fake news violence. So so Brian Stelter goes, oh, you know, three people got fired. That shows you how good CNN is. But let's think about the other mistakes they made. I'm old enough to remember, because this only happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago, before the Comey testimony, Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, and all these other people on CNN said, Comey is going to testify that he told Trump he was under investigation, according to sources. They're going to tell Trump, hey, man, you are under investigation. Well, as we know from Comey's actual hearing, it was false. That was a lie. So Molly, I think Hemingway's her name, the Federalist article is so great that she did. So CNN, all they did was issued a minor retraction to kind of like confuse people. They don't issue the retraction or the correction with the same prominence as the story. So here's what happens. The story goes viral. Millions of people read it. Yeah, Molly Hemingway, she does such great work. And I say that even though politically, you know, a lot of these people that I promote aren't necessarily the nicest about me. And you know what? I'm okay with that because that's what the information war people got to get over, egos. A lot of times people on Twitter go, Cernovich, you know that these people you're linking to, they're promoting you when they're at the, you know, Trump.
You're transcending their infighting. That's the real mark of leadership.
Exactly. I don't care. That's what I told them. I go, I know what these people say about me behind my back, but I don't care. If you're doing good information and you're laying down fire against the enemy, you can gossip about me all you want. We don't have to be friends. We don't even have to be allies. You can actively try to criticize and attack me. I don't care because this is the future of the world, the future of America, the future of our children. I don't have
time. That's
right.
You got children. I've got children. It's total commitment. We're not playing petty games here.
Exactly. You have daughters. I have a daughter. And I don't have time to be like, oh, who likes me? Do you like we're in, you know, third grade. Do you like me? Check yes or no. I don't care. Hate me all you want. I don't care. If people are laying down heavy fire on the enemy, I'm going to promote those people and I'm going to help those people rise up and succeed. We have to destroy CNN before I can fight with anybody else, right? I don't have time for the gossip and drama. So that's why.
Well, so that's an example of leadership, though. That's one thing I'm proud of that I've done is. Even people like Mark Dice did great work, kind of flipped out for some reason, said stuff about me that was bad. And I said, you know, Mark, you go and keep attacking me. I'm going to promote you because you do such good work. And it totally transformed him. And, you know, he's just as smart as I am or you are. And it doesn't matter. I said, you know, I just, for whatever reason you want to attack me, go ahead. And no, I was going to be here. I was like playing with my hair, but whatever. The point is I just said, I don't care. Keep attacking me. In fact, I'm going to link to those videos too. Just, I don't, because I'm expendable. It's the main war that matters. And if somebody's devastating the globalist and attacking me, then I almost want to get blown up with the globalist.
Yeah, I hope these people, if they're attacking the globalists and attacking me, I can retire from this job any day. This is a high pressure, a lot of stress, a lot of people watching me, you know, people threatening my life, threatening to kill me, threatening for accidents to happen, my car to be hacked. So if these people
I don't want to die, but like getting killed is almost a vacation. When you're totally committed to life, it's great. You love it. You love your kids. But it's like so much work to be conscious and awake. It's like, you don't want to die because you love the universe and experience and consciousness, but you know you're just part of consciousness anyways, so there's no threat. It's like so empowering.
Yeah, well, this is like when I have these happy hours where I go meet people at the Trump Hotel. After a while, you just punch drunk, not even from alcohol. I only drink a glass or two of wine. But you just, the world is hitting you hard, and even people who like me hit me hard. And you just have to accept servant leadership, which is a Christian model of leadership, which is that all glory ultimately is with God. And your job as a leader is you also have to serve the people that you're leading. And that's a mistake a lot of people make.
Well, I mean, there's no narcissism involved. You're all going to die. The great ideas are what are magic, not us individually. But we're total individuals. We're not collectivists, but individually we strive, but only because we all have this shared vision. We've got breaking news right now. We've got three doctors shot. I'll put this on screen. Who knows what this is? Rifle-wielding gunman in doctor's coat shoots at least two people. Let's put that back on screen if you can. That is in New York City. Sources, let's go back to the Communist News Network or MSNBC or Fox News. Multiple people shot at hospital. Who knows what that is, Mike? But statistically, cars falling down in bathrooms, cancer, heart attacks, drowning in swimming pools, that's the big threat. They take guns, always magnify it, because guns could be used in an organized resistance.
Well, and the tap water people drink kills far more people than guns do every year. Let's just be honest. The poison and the drugs and the chemicals and the toxins and unfiltered tap water, it kills way more people than guns ever would in the entire lifetime of the country. Just 1 year, the people who die because of the calcified water and calcium, of course, you need magnesium. I mean, that's the thing.
I was about to say, the type of crap in the water is like what gets in your bloodstream and clogs your arteries. You're onto something there.
Yeah, well, that's why I drink alkaline water, actually, and people try to make fun of me, and then I stopped drinking it for a week, and I went back on, and I just noticed you can feel the calcium from the water when you're trying to stretch out and you're drinking that tap water. You just feel like cellophane. You know that sound that cellophane makes? And then when you drink the alkaline water and the filtered water, you just feel looser and more limber and more like a cheetah.
All right, I'm going to keep interrupting. Take over.
No, I mean, we have breaking news. It's good to have you here. It's good fun because I think that, too, is what the people we always try to communicate to the people listening in. The fake news media makes fun of us because there's a picture of me, for example. One day I did a Dead Sea mud facial. It was like during the election when they were all talking about Pepe. And I go, oh, look at me, I'm Pepe. So the fake news is trying to say, oh, you know, look at this insane guy. All I did was, put, you know, every woman, you know, has a spa facial. I just did a periscope doing it. But that's to communicate to people. You got to have fun with this. You can't let it get you down.
I agree. Being real is part of not having a teleprompter, is part of like letting yourself have a mistake, letting yourself act goofy, because we're all just people. It's not taking yourself too seriously. Like I look at Morning Joe and all them trying to do weird rock videos and try to act cool together. I mean, that was uncool when I was in college. I mean, do they not understand how uncool they are or how uncool Hollywood is now?
Well, yeah, and then, of course, there's that picture of Mika with her legs in the air. She's laying
that's
on a piano
about,
or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole point is they all are nerds. And instead of being a nerd and being educated and being sophisticated and reading, maybe learning a little bit about the internet and how to use the internet, they're like, well, no, I don't want to be a nerd. I want to be cool. So I'm going to go, you know, dress my wife up and, you know, pull the skirt up to her panties and have her leg kick up because, hey man, look at how cool we are. Same thing with those Megyn Kelly photos where, you know, she looks drunk and has that look of her hair over her face as if she's, you know, wasted. That isn't setting a good example for the children. That isn't what the media should do, but then they want to complain about
it. Well, the thing
is,
they're trying to act cool like a psycho trying to learn how to smile. It's fake. People are sick of it. I mean, I want to ask you this then. I know you got to cover, but I thought Hollywood wasn't cool 20 years ago, but I still thought it was kind of cool to be in movies. Now I'm ashamed I was in major movies. Seriously. It's like now I can't go see movies. I'll watch old stuff. It's just more innocent and silly. I have like an allergy now to mainstream news. It's like torturing myself to watch it or listen to like Hollywood stars, any of it. I can't get into it anymore. It's like part of my old self died, but I realize almost everybody else I know is the same way. And if I even talk about this stuff, listeners get mad. They hate the establishment. They like when they poison bugs with pesticide. By the third generation, the bugs figure it out and are immune or resistant. And I think that's what this is if you think we're awake, Mike, imagine our kids and their kids. It's like we're going to rise to the challenge, man. I mean, like now, red carpets, Johnny Depp, I want to vomit. And I've been invited. I know you have, too. I've been invited to the I've already been there. And it was, and I thought, wow, I'm glad I had this experience. Before I thought this was pretty cool. Now I realize these are a bunch of uptight slaves. But now I'm picking up folks that have never been at parties with the top Hollywood stars or producers or James Cameron or, you know, any of these people. The general public instinctively knows it's disease, knows it's evil, knows it's anti-human, knows it's alien. So what is Hollywood going to do? And MSM, as they realize, they are the most uncool, pathetic garbage on the planet.
Yeah, a lot of people, too, know about the pedophilia in Hollywood, and that's destroying the myth and the illusion of Hollywood. Which is, how can you be a director? How can you be in Hollywood and not stand up for the children? Why do you cover up for the pedophiles?
Okay, next point. Boom. Meant to ask you this to start. The number two guy to the Pope, number three in the Catholic Church, but his aide-de-camp, caught for 50 years. They're saying 45. Some of his victims are 50 years old that were five at the time, and we're talking assembly line, gang-raping kids. Clearly, he's guilty. We know it's a whole program. What the hell is that?
Yeah, and again, you were talking about this 20 years ago. There was a documentary, or not a documentary, but a movie called Spotlight, where all these people at the Boston Globe did was report things you had talked about 30 years ago, but they called you a conspiracy theory when you talked about ritualistic abuse at the Catholic Church.
But it's not that I'm even that smart. I was being given all this intel by people that had been in the government. People go, oh, he must work for the government. No, there are people in the government looking for somebody to tell the truth. So where do you see this going?
The media has not given it the kind of attention that they usually would give it, which I actually find quite interesting. They're much more worried about Trump's tweet than they are about pedophiles and children being raped and everything. So I don't think they're going to cover this story as much because they know that we're looking at the media's pedophiles like Jacob Schwartz, who was on CNN. Speaking of CNN, Chris Cuomo had Jacob Schwartz on their show. Jacob Schwartz worked for Bill de Blasio, and he was caught with something like 1,500 images of children being raped, including
a six-month-old. Well, let's say, I had my state police sources in two states and the FBI say, Wiener's got this stuff on the laptop, it's going to come out. We say it comes out. The specifics, these are procurers from our intel. And so that's what's going on is, can you imagine being in a room and one of these guys waddles in with some three-year-old kidnapped, caned up against the wall, begging for mommy?
Yeah, and then that's why they want to purge alternative media, because how many people in media have known about these pedophiles, but they won't tell the story because then they won't get access? How many people in the media?
Well, let's just look at de Blasio. I mean, I told my wife a year ago when he got elected, or I said, just look, you look at de Blasio. If I was going to do central casting of a guy that has a dungeon and kidnaps kids, I mean, it's de Blasio. I mean, he looks like a giant freaking pedophile.
Yeah, and the media
hasn't. By the way, so does Mark Zuckerberg. I'm just going to say, sorry.
Well, he's kind of an android. So Zuckerberg's deal is actually, he's actually not human. Well, the media's going to say, oh, Cernovich claims he's not really human. He is just actually a weird dude.
He does seem like a total. All I'm saying is, why do pedophiles all look the same? Why do they got that? I'm not saying Blasio's a pedophile. Just put the smile back up. You had the pictures up. I watched videos of him. What a creepy guy, man.
Yeah, and Dennis Hastert, you know, pedophile looks a lot like Dennis Hastert. And here's what I want to know is, Dennis Hastert, what was he doing with the Congressional Page Program what Senator Ben Sasse ran.
Oh, yeah. This is a guy from nowhere who's a wrestling coach who the Republicans want to run for office, becomes the shortest serving guy to become speaker. He's a procurer.
Exactly. And then you got this guy, Ben Sasse, is a senator on Nebraska who ran the Congressional Page Program, was a tutor, so to speak, during Dennis Hastert's time in office. There's a picture of this guy holding a cat, which will send chills down your spine. He looks like some serial killer or something that Dexter would go after. You know, he's holding a cat, looks super creepy. And he won't talk about the time that he spent with Dennis Hastert. And Paul Ryan took money, $25,000, from Dennis Hastert and would not give it back.
They've busted the former head of Penn State for covering it up. So Trump's prosecuting this. Australia's arresting pedophiles. Big raids in Europe. Look at that creepazoid. Where do you think this is all going?
That's what they're afraid of now. They know that the independent media is everywhere watching them, and that's why they're freaking out, and because their behavior is not rational. If you wanted to regain the public trust, you could do so rather easily. All you would have to do is say, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's make amends. Here's what we're going to do. But instead, they're freaking out. They don't know what to do because so many of them have covered up heinous crimes by Dennis Hastert. Dennis Hastert was in Washington, D.C. for 20 years. We all know pedophiles never stop. We all know he was raping boys when he was a high school coach.
Barney Frank got busted in the early 90s. It was on TV with a 3-story building with underage kids. And he went to the floor. The video's on YouTube and goes, you mess with me, I'm going to name names. Half of you are having sex with these kids too. I mean, it's just like, good God, who is attracted to little boys and girls? Well, who wants to kill prosperity? Who wants to make you poor, even if it destroys them?
Well, the Discovery Channel killed that documentary, of course, which a lot of people are waking up to because they can find it on YouTube.
The Silence Event. What's it called? I first aired it. What's it called?
None Dare Speak, something like that.
There was a documentary I got from law enforcement that I actually aired, and they physically attacked me 3 days. I'm not bragging. It just really happened. I got physically attacked, and that was a long time ago. I think it's a conspiracy of silence.
Yeah, conspiracy silence.
Yeah, no, I aired that because they wouldn't air it. I had no idea how dangerous it was. Dude, that's like, you're saying that's just getting attention. I think I aired that like 17 years ago.
No, but I mean, that's what's waking up young people is they're watching it on YouTube.
Oh, is that getting watched? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and they're going, wait a minute, why was this never aired?
That's another thing. I'm not bragging about us, but think of what you've done and countless others have done and our listeners have done. Stuff I did 20 years ago is just now like torpedoes hitting ships going... I've already launched exponentially more torpedoes as we got bigger. Can you imagine when all those start hitting?
Well, and that's what's happening. You're actually what you're seeing CNN is, and Malcolm Gladwell talks about this a lot. And the tipping point is just like, you know, how one day you're like, whoa, I'm real successful. What happened? And well, no, it's that 10-year buildup. All the attacks that you launched like a tank commander all for all these years, the cumulative damage is what's taking down CNN and the fake news media. So now every attack that they get hit with is going to hurt way worse. It's just
and
like
they're facing 20-year-old and 15-year-old and 10-year. And if you look what everybody's done, the whole movement, it's exponential. We're not a pyramid this way. We're that way. I think they finally figured out that no matter what they do to us, they are like this Trump wave is a small wave. The waves coming are like 10 times bigger.
Oh, the younger people. If anybody thinks you and I are wild, they haven't spent any time talking to the girls too. The girls under like 25 are savage. It is a different kind of generation. I sent a picture to Nico of this girl who went to the Hollywood Boardwalk of Stars and cleaned off Trump's star and everything.
Let's
in
put
public.
That up if we can.
Yeah, even, you know, as wild as you are and I am, the kids are wild too. And even the girls have said, you know, we've had enough of this.
As much as they try to suppress, for every victim they suppress, the universe equals out. The person that rises up will be 10 times stronger.
Exactly. So the kids are waking up. They're fighting hard. That's why, again, as tired as I am, I know we have to keep pushing forward because we're in it's a new awakening. I forget who was the great minister, the Great Awakening.
It's a Great Enlightenment.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So we're in a new kind of a public awakening because we are kind of a global brain. There is a conscious mind, although I'm not really quite sure how
there's
that
total
works.
Collectivism and total individualism. Our each individual vision then collects, and then the globalists want to artificially from top down program the collective. The collective is programmed from the bottom up.
Right. So I've actually been reading a great book by Howard Bloom called The Global Brain, where he talks about a lot of this concept. So when people are attacked, and this goes down to the microscopic level, is the people get closer and join up when you're attacked. So right, like a few years ago, we were all like, I was just like, you know, all I care about is partying in Vegas, and I don't care about anybody but me. And I was living a very vile life, to be quiet, just a party boy, you know, not proud of that, whatever, but it is what it is. But then once the attack happens, then everybody comes together. And then as everybody comes together, there's all these new neural network connections made and new insights and more bravery and everything. So right now we're in this great kind of gathering together of patriots. And that's why our consciousness of everybody is rising.
But I think it's rising because they're getting ready to release a bioweapon to bring in global crisis to have us accept governance. I think as big as the victory we're having is, the unseen hand is going to hit hard. And I know we're going to make it through that, but I want to try to short circuit their counterstrike, but either way we're going to win. But Mike, if I personally was a selfish person, I would be building an armored redoubt. Quite frankly, I'm going to look at one this weekend, outside Austin so I can hedge my bets because I think they're going to release a bioweapon. My gut and intellectually and studying them, I think they've got it in place. They'll probably blame it on a jihadist or maybe a right winger. And I think they're going to release a bioweapon. A lot of my other guests think that as well.
Well, I've been waiting for Deep State to release a dirty bomb on Trump because that's how you would create a national martial law crisis and get rid of Trump at the same time. So that's always been what I've heard here too, is that Deep State wants
to release. I hope, and it's not a threatening thing. I don't run around talking about violence all day. I just hope Michael Moore and all of them realize, man, you guys, you've been pushing your luck.
Well, that's CNN and Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, and they're all saying actually that we're going to be attacked. That's what the media is saying. And I've told them, I go, I don't want violence in America, but as I'll make a prediction that people who do attack journalism physically, the high profile people, they will become heroes of the people. And so the media needs to freak out about it. They need to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because again, I don't want violence. I disavow violence.
That's right. If somebody blows up a bunch of CNN people, God forbid, and they demonize it, people are going to make them a hero. I don't want that to happen. You guys don't keep sowing the wind. They don't understand that they are exponentially under the gun. It's not like you're in Venezuela or North Korea bullying a bunch of people. This culture does not have that history. I mean, quite frankly, because we're loving, but we're psychotic killers. And they don't understand that once they open the gate, they think they're opening a door to destroy us. They're opening the door to their own destruction.
Yeah, and because I have friends actually in media, and I've been telling them, I go, look, guys, I'm just going to be real with you, okay? Everybody wants to know why you're not talking about the left-wing Antifa violence against Trump supporters. People are starting to think that you've chosen sides and that you're going to encourage violence. I go, just like they had the guy who tried to assassinate Trump in Ohio, CNN had him on. I said, you guys need to freak out, but rather than lecture people, you need to take, because me and Alex, we challenged Megyn Kelly live on air to disavow political violence to join our pledge for peace. None of them would do it. Why would they not join hands with us and say, you know what? We might not like this Cernovich, this Jones guy, but we stand with them.
They want the conflict because they've never been in conflict physically. They believe it's something they can win. If they'd been in conflict, they would fear it and know that those who've been in it have now been challenged by it and are ready for it and are not afraid of it, quite frankly, afraid of what we'll do to you in that conflict. Mike, great job. Tell folks about your Twitter, your Facebook.
Twitter.com/CERNOVICH. Twitter.com/Cernovich. But just again to repeat it, Alex Jones, don't take us out of context. We have a pledge for peace.
We are nonviolent offensively, yes. By the way, Mike Cernovich, and we'll invite you back Sunday and Monday. We broadcast Tuesday. I want to thank the great crew. We have free shipping through this month. Please support the InfoWar. MycoZX is back in stock. Thank you all for the support. You are the InfoWar. Great job, crew.